It did.
It's
They
a
keep on sending it
memory,
to
I
me.
can't forget the curvy body.
All right, all right.
And when
Let's get rid of that. Mr. Hunter does not need that.
Running up the flagpole and seeing who's the last, but no one ever does.
All right, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the 100 of you in the room. 100 in the room, you guys. You should have been here. We got like 20 on Zoom, but 100 in the room, so it's packed in here. Sorry about the noise and the commotion. They'll never know. Right? Hey, I'm super excited to always bring this gentleman up to Utah, our state, because he has so much fun, and he also brings the energy and the fun with him. Look, I've gotten to know Mr. Hunter over the last 2 years, and he's a phenomenal human. We agree that there's one human better than each of us, right? And that's Mr. Darnell self. And until we can get Darnell, we're bringing you in, okay? But would you put a good word in for us?
I will.
Look, we had some great fun yesterday on the trail. Mr. Hunter was safe, and he came back alive, which is good. But he's going to bring his energy and his knowledge of Legal Shield and what we're doing here. He's a regional vice president of Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas. So he has some phenomenal states that do a lot of business. Also, one of the largest states is Texas, and they are just going crazy out there. Phenomenal. He's also 40 under 40. Now, this is a really cool club to be in, and I've never been a part of it because I'm 55. But he's a phenomenal recruiter, a producer, a team leader, a regional vice president, a $100,000 income earner. So please, in the room and on Zoom, please welcome up Mr. Edmund Hunter.
All right, all right. Well, thank you all so much for the warm welcome. I absolutely love coming to Utah. Like it's so great. Everybody is welcoming. The weather is usually a little bit better than it is right now, so I'm going to request that July not be like my month, right? Because this is starting to become a thing, right? Yeah. I'm out here in July. And so we're going to have to find a little bit of a better month. Maybe I'll start coming like March or something like that. Yeah. Right. Okay. All right. So March next year. Okay, you guys. But absolutely, I am excited to be here. I'm excited to share this information with you all. Many of you may have heard this information, but maybe just not from my perspective. Right? Maybe this is your first time if you're watching on Zoom and you're hearing about this for the first time. Well, I'm excited for you because someone shared this with me several years ago, and it absolutely changed the trajectory of my life. It was some information that I didn't even know that I needed, right? And so I'm going to share it with you from my perspective. I'll tell you a little bit about myself as well so that you know exactly who you're hearing from. And we're going to have fun while we do it, okay? So I encourage you all, you know, to laugh at my corny jokes. Not all of them are very funny, but I do need you to laugh at them because it feeds my ego, helps me to do a better job. But then also, you know, there's some serious stuff in here as well that I really want you all to take heed to, all right? The goal is to be able to at least go out and share this with someone else, even if this opportunity is not for you. If you're a guest and you say, you know what, this opportunity is not particularly for me, it will be for someone else that you know. And the last thing that you want is for someone that you care about to have been in a position where they could have been helped by this very thing that you're taking a look at today, but you didn't tell them about it, okay? So I encourage you to take some notes, right? If you're in position to take some notes. If you're on Zoom, once again, you know, we won't be here very long, right? Just for the next 3 or 4 or 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 9 hours. Like, I don't know, right? Sometimes I just have too much of a good time doing this. But really maybe about 20 to 25 minutes. So stay put, okay? Sometimes when we're on Zoom, we're cooking breakfast and we're running around the house and we're doing all the things except for listening to the information that's coming before you in front of your screen. So I encourage you to stay put.
Yeah, hold on.
And have a good time. So like I said, guys, my name is Edmund Hunter. I'm from Tucson, Arizona. My background is that of a former college student and an athlete. So growing up, wanted to play professional basketball. I played in high school, played in college at Arizona State for a year, played 2 years at community college basketball, went back to Arizona State to finish my degree.
His nose, he said.
5 years in Los Mochis and Guaymas and San Carlos. In Nogales, Mexico, right? And all that was great. Like, I loved doing what I was doing.
You broke your nose.
The violence kicked up in Mexico. I was like, whoa, okay, this is not what I signed up for. So I decided at that point to call it a quits, but
can
I was at a crossroads in my life. I didn't know what I was going to do next, but I had a passion or a skill set to do. So I started working in food service. Okay. And food service is just my fancy way of saying I was a server. Okay. But food service sounded better. Okay. If I said food service, people were like, oh, wow, food service. Right. But no, I was a server. Okay. I was a bartender, a certified trainer. Eventually I worked my way into restaurant management, and that took up all of my time. Even though I loved doing what I was doing, I was always at the restaurant. I don't know if anyone can relate to that, right? Having a job where you show up when it opens and sometimes you leave when it closes. So I didn't have time for, you know, going to my kids' sporting events. And it came to a head when my son said to his mom, said, Mom, Dad is always at work. He can never go to my basketball games. And something about that just hit me. I was like, oh, I know how that felt. Because my dad was always at work too. And even though I was never upset with him for not being able to be present, I realized that it did affect me. And I said, no longer, right? I have to be more present for my son. And so I needed something to change. But once again, I was at a crossroads. I didn't know what it was going to be that was going to change my circumstances. I had to be able to earn income, so I had to have the job, right? I had to be able to provide, so I had to have the job. I only understood trading my time for money. And so it wasn't until a friend of mine actually shared this opportunity with me, and once again, it changed everything, because it allowed me to see that I could have time and money. It allowed me to see, right, that there were other people that were already doing the things that I wanted to do for my family, like spend more time, travel the world, buy my parents their dream home, retire my mother. Like, those were my big dreams. I saw that as being possible through this opportunity, because there were other people that were already doing those things for their families. And more importantly, they were willing to teach me how to do exactly what they were doing. So I didn't need something to be guaranteed to me, because I could guarantee my own work ethic, right? Just like I'm sure many of you all. I just needed to know that it was possible. And because of that, guys, we were able to hit the ground running. First week made an extra $500. First month made an extra $2,000. It hasn't always been up and to the right. All right. It's business, ups and downs. However, we have gone on to be able to earn a six-figure income now working from home. I just really can't put a price tag on the ability to have that as an option, to be able to work from home, to be a present father now, right? Be a stay-at-home dad. So that's my story, guys. Let's talk about your opportunity and your independence. Okay, so we know that the world has forever changed. Would you all agree with that? Right? Absolutely. Okay. We know that people are looking for more income, more time, more flexibility, and more independence. Like, that's like non-negotiable. We know that, especially since the pandemic. People got an opportunity to work from home. They didn't want to go back to work. Right. They were like, you know what? I love being able to be at home and be in my pajamas, right? And still earn some income. Like, people loved that. So when they had to go back to work, many people didn't. They were like, no, I'll just stay home. Right. Because we know that people enjoyed having the autonomy. So it's not even debatable whether or not people want these things. It's just, how do they get all of these things with having one job? There's a trade-off of time for money. There's only 24 hours in a day. So even if I was making $100 an hour at my job, which most people don't, I'd only be able to work so many hours. So my income would always be capped, no matter how much income I was making per hour. Right? Do you guys see that? So because of that, people are kind of restricted, and they're looking for other ways to generate cash flow so that they can alleviate some of the stresses of having to go to a 9-to-5. So in any type of business, right, we want to make sure that there's three things in place. You want to understand that this opportunity, right, is backed by a great company, okay? You want to make sure that there's a system in place and not just an idea, right? So a system is what really makes people wealthy. We say this all the time, but it's a great example. Okay, I'm sure that any one of us in this room could likely make a better burger than McDonald's, but we wouldn't sell more burgers than McDonald's, because McDonald's does have the best system. Okay, yeah. If we decided to put all our money together, and even if we did so, I'm not sure if we'd have enough to invest in McDonald's, but if we did and we start our own McDonald's franchise, would we paint the golden arches blue? No, because the system is already in place to paint them yellow, right? Would we put the drive-thru on the other side of the building? No. Like, will we, you know, make the fries and flip the burgers in a different place? No. Why? Because the system is already in place. That means that an 18-year-old, a 16-year-old, they could just show up, plug and play, and it's still going to be successful. That's what you want to know that you have here in any other type of business opportunity. And then also, you want to have a community, meaning that you need mentors, coaches, leaders that are going to be able to invest in you so you can have success. So you also want to know if you're working for the, I think right is subjective, right? But there's different forms of income, okay? Number one is linear income. We already talked about that. Trading your time for money. Go to work, you get paid. Don't go to work, you don't get paid. All right, simple as that. Okay, like, don't go to work for like 3 days in a row. What happens? You get fired. Okay, if you're on Zoom and you understood that, that just simply means that maybe you've gotten fired before. It's happened to me too. Okay. But that we don't always want to participate in that form of income. I understood that really quickly because my dad, when he retired, $900 of Social Security. Who can live on $900 of Social Security? My mom retired, still was looking for a part-time job. Hold on, I thought you retired. You're supposed to now enjoy this point in time in your life. So I said, you know what? That's not the system I want to participate in, but I didn't know of anything else. But leveraged income, that's the way that wealthy people become wealthy here in America. See, a wealthy person doesn't teach their children to go get a job and work for someone else. They teach them how to create the job for others to work for them, to create leverage, right? And then there's also residual income. That's where you do something one time but get paid over and over and over again for the thing you did once, like royalties in the music industry, like renewals in the insurance industry. So we want to learn about that as well, and we'll talk about that here in just a moment. Now, there's five areas that you want to evaluate about any type of business opportunity, okay? And this isn't according to Edmund Hunter. I'm not the brightest, right? I wouldn't have thought of this. But according to Harvard Business School, they said five areas. Number one is the company. Okay, you want to make sure that it's credible. It's a reputable company. Number two is going to be the need in the marketplace. There should be a need for it, because if it's not a need and it's just a luxury, when times are hard, when there's inflation, like what's going on right now, right? Like when there's jobs that are being lost, then the luxuries are the things that get cut out and then businesses go under. So there should be a need in the marketplace. Number three is that there should be a product or service that adds value to others, because if it's not adding value, right, then once again, it's a luxury product, possibly, and people won't continue to purchase it. And then number four, the compensation. So if you're going to partner with this type of a company, right, that's got a great background, it's got a great product, and there's a need in the marketplace, am I going to be compensated well? What does the compensation look like? And lastly is going to be the timing. Those are the five areas we're going to cover here over the next 20 minutes. So this is how our company was started, right? Number one, we're going to talk about the company. Our founder, Harlan C. Stonecipher, found himself in an accident at no fault of his own. Right, the legend has it that lady in that picture there, right, she's looking like this. I don't know if it was her or not, but legend has it that it was her. She hit him in a head-on collision, moved over into his lane, hit him, and even though it was her fault, she decided to sue him, because you can sue for anything here in America, correct? All right, they call it the Sue SA. And so because of that, she sued him. She thought that she's going to get some money, finding out that he had an insurance background. That was just something he did on the weekends, right? He was really a teacher. Didn't have much money, so he ended up almost bankrupting himself, defending himself in the lawsuit. He started to think, you know what, I have car insurance for my mangled vehicle. I have health insurance for my bodily injuries and life insurance in case I didn't make it, my wife would be okay. But nothing in place for the legal fees that he incurred due to this accident. He started to think, well, what else is there? He started to do some research. He saw that there was something called a life events plan in Europe, but nothing here in North America. So because of that, from this accident, a mission was born for equal access to justice. And in 1972, our company was established. So we're a 52-year-old company, not here today, gone tomorrow, right? I had someone ask me, how do I know that this is real? How do I know that this is legit? This sounds like a scam, right? Like all the things, right? And you know, like, I don't know why I do like this, right? Like, this sounds like a scam. That's how I picture people saying it, right? Like, this sounds like a scam. I was just like, yeah, I don't know. We've only been around for 52 years. Like, how do we do that for 52 years? Like, that's crazy, okay? But check this out. We're now protecting over 4.4 million lives all across the U.S. as well as Canada with our services. Look, I'm a simple person, okay? Some people like to do research. They're like, I got to do my due diligence. And look, if you're one of those people that are on Zoom right now and you need to do, like, I'm not judging you, okay? I'm just saying Edmund Hunter. My due diligence, my research is probably going to be Google, okay? And anybody can post stuff on Google. But when I started to think, you know what? There's 4.4 million lives that are protected with this service. 4.4 million people likely can't be wrong about this service if that many people are being protected. Like, that's all I really needed, right? And so because of that, I understood that this had to be a reputable company. Also saw that we were featured in Forbes, Yahoo Finance, CNBC, Bloomberg, had an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. So if you're gonna do the due diligence, look us up in those publications, right? Rather than just Google research. Does that make sense? All right, our vision is to provide equal access to the liberty, equality, opportunity, and justice that every human deserves. Now, I don't know if you guys knew this, okay? Because just yesterday when I showed up, all right, we went four-wheeling, right? We went out on ATVs and it was like, you know, dusty and dirt everywhere. So when I got back to the hotel, they didn't know whether like I was black or I was white, because I mean, I just had all of this dirt all over me. Like, I am a black man. And as a black man in America, like, I'm just, you know, can only speak from my perspective. Growing up, my grandfather told me this. He said, son, sometimes you're going to have to work twice as hard to have the same opportunities as other people. Mm-hmm. That was our reality, our perspective. Not asking whether someone agrees with that or not. I'm just saying that's the way I was raised. you're going to have to work twice as hard. Sometimes you may not get equal justice. That's the way that I was raised. So would you all agree that there is a demographic of people that were raised just like Edmund Hunter was raised? Yes, right? So if that's the perspective, to be partnered with a company whose vision is to provide equal access to the very things that I was taught that I may not have access to could be important to a lot of folks. Absolutely. That speaks to the heart of our company. That was something that, like, I'm getting chills right now talking about it, because that was something that did matter to me. And that matters to a lot of folks, right? And I'm sure it does to you as well. So what we do is something called disruptive innovation. That's where you take an existing business model, make it simpler, easier, and more affordable. So think about going to the mall, right? Shopping, retail shopping. We all do it, just not as much anymore because we all have Amazon. Amazon makes things simple, easy, and affordable. It used to be an online bookstore. Now you can even get groceries on Amazon. Sometimes they show up the same day if you got Prime. All right, so it just makes sense. No one questions why we don't go to the, you know, store anymore if we're using Amazon. It's just like, hey, Amazon makes sense. What about buying CDs, right? I like to listen to music, but I just stream whatever song that I want. If I hear something that I like, I don't have to go buy an entire CD. My car doesn't even have a CD player in it because everything is Spotify, Apple Music, Bluetooth, right? It just makes sense. It's simple. It's easy. It's affordable. Who here remembers Blockbuster, right? Show of hands right on Zoom. You remember Blockbuster, right? Blockbuster is now Blockbusted, correct? Like, they no longer exist. In my state, like my hometown, they're all like mattress firms now. Like, they're not around. But that's because Netflix went to them and was like, hey, we got this great idea. I think that people would like to, you know, have their movies this way. And they were like, no. People like to come in and get the popcorn and the candy and all that stuff. Right now, they're no longer around because of disruptive innovation. It's simple, easy, and affordable to now have access through Netflix, through Hulu, through streaming services. That's disruptive innovation. But would you agree that even though I love my Netflix, right? And I've even got family members that are using my Netflix, right? Go get your own. Okay? We all love it. But would you agree that it's actually a luxury? Like, having Netflix is not a necessity. What about getting access to the justice system, though? Would you all agree that that is a necessity? So if that could be made simple, easy, and affordable, just like the other apps that I just explained are actually luxuries, and we already talked about that, right? Need in a marketplace. People start to cut out certain things when they're like, oh, my, you know, money is tight, so I can't afford Netflix anymore. They cut that out. But we already know that it's gone to a multi-billion dollar industry. Would you not agree that having access to your rights, being a luxury, now being made simple, easy, and affordable would do the same thing that the other industries have already done? That's what's happening right now. That's why we're leveling the legal playing field, because see, the color of justice has never been black or white. It's green. You can have as much justice as you can afford. Mm-hmm. And because most people can't afford it, they've been priced out. But no longer because of our mobile app, which we'll talk about here in just a moment. But let me talk about the need in the marketplace. Remember, that was number two, because you may be thinking, just like I was several years ago, I'm not a criminal, I'm not a bad person. What would I ever need an attorney for? But if you've ever thought about getting your will prepared or updated, that's the time to use an attorney. If you've ever been notified that your personal information was compromised, maybe you were treated unfairly, you were overcharged for something, you asked to speak to a supervisor. Now, I've asked to speak to supervisors many times. When I was a restaurant manager, I was asked to be spoken to many times, right? People were like, let me speak to your manager. I was like, oh, I don't want to show up, all right? Because stuff happens, right? And so when those things happen, we don't think of that as being a legal situation, but you do have rights. And we'll talk about that as well. Have you ever been notified, you know, that you were a victim of a breach? Like AT&T was breached, Equifax was breached, T-Mobile was breached. Like, guys, it happens, right? But I think I may have already said Yahoo, but Yahoo was breached as well. Have you ever signed a contract or document and then you regretted it later on? Maybe you had an insurance claim that was denied. All I'm saying, these are life events. These are things that do happen. They've happened in our lives in the past and they'll continue to happen in the future. You can't stop those everyday life events from happening. But what do we typically do when those life events pop up? Typically, pull out our phones. Google lawyer, right? Like, that's what we do. We're like, what do I do in this situation, right? Like, if something happened in my home, like, I don't know how to handle it, like, I Google it. But guys, that's not really the way that we should live our lives. See, if I was a wealthy person, I wouldn't try to figure out all those things on my own. I would simply call my attorney because I understand that they specialize in areas that I don't. And because I could afford to, right? It just makes sense. But the average person can't do that. See, I read an article several years ago. It said that the middle class was going away. I found it so interesting because it was saying that the wealthy, because they get to use attorneys, they can make better quality decisions over their lives, which actually helps them to retain more of their assets, to continue to grow their wealth because of the decisions that they're able to make by delegating it to someone else that's an expert. Whereas the middle class and poor, they have to wing their decisions, thereby making worse decisions, sometimes putting them into debt, right? And so they were talking about this gap between the two. And that's all because of having access. So now let's talk about the product that does give you access. It's called Legal Shield. That's our mobile app. And look, I can't keep secrets, right? So it's right there on the screen. It's $29.95 a month, right? Less than a dollar a day, you now have access to your rights. Because simply put, if you don't know your rights, you don't have any. So what we give you is personal legal advice on an unlimited number of issues. Doesn't matter whether it's big or small, trivial or traumatic, whether you call once a day, 10 times a day, or 10 times a month, you have access to your rights. If you had a real estate question, you get a real estate attorney. If you had tax questions, you get a tax attorney, all right? If you had a consumer complaint, you're gonna get a consumer law attorney. I think that's great, right? Because we don't question it when we use our healthcare. It's like, I understand that if I've got something going on with my heart, God forbid, I'm not gonna get a podiatrist, right? Like, that's the way that this works. So I actually had a young lady tell me this morning, right? It was so funny to me. I mean, I laugh at this stuff now, but she was like, oh yeah, I used to work for two attorneys, so I'm good, I don't need it. And I said, okay, great, where are those attorneys located? She told me where they were located. And I said, do they practice in every single state within America? She was like, I don't think so. I said, oh, okay, what area of law do they practice? She said, family law. I said, what does the other one practice? She said, no, they both practice family law. I said, okay, so what happens if you had a consumer complaint? What happens if God forbid, you had a criminal charge or complaint? Like, you understand that not every attorney practices every area of law, just like not every doctor practices every area of medicine, correct? So you need more than just the two attorneys that both practice the same area of law. And if you needed them, do they answer every time you call? Right? So that's what we give you. Personal legal advice on an unlimited number of issues, right? And so that's huge, because now whenever you have a question or a concern, simply pick up your phone, and everybody say this with me. I need to see if Utah gets it right. Say, tap that app.
Tap that app.
Okay, good. See, sometimes where I go, they're like, tap that. What? I said app. APP. Gosh. Get your heads out of the gutter. But yes, tap that app. So every time that you have a question or concern, if you say, what if, can they, can I, should they, is that fair? You can tap an app and get an attorney on the phone. Not worry about getting a bill in the mail for it, right? They'll write letters and make phone calls on your behalf, review contracts and documents. There's been several times I use this. One of the times, my daughter, she got a modeling contract. Guys, we were so excited for her, and we were just ready to sign, right? We're like, oh my gosh, she's gonna be famous. And then I was like, hold on. We should have our attorney look over the contract. All right, and so we sent in the contract to the law firm. The law firm was like, oh, congratulations. This looks like a standard contract, so you guys should be good. However, there's a little clause in there that says that you all are actually responsible for her hair, makeup, and travel. A lot of times the talent agencies, they'll actually pick up that cost. So you should ask them if they'd be willing to pick up that cost for you guys. Let them know that your attorney said this. So I did exactly that. Went back to the talent agency. I said, hey, we spoke to our attorney. They said, this looks like a great contract. We're pretty much ready to sign. However, this clause that says that we're responsible, we were asked to see if you all would cover that cost. They were like, oh yeah, actually we would. So they took it out. We signed. She got 4 gigs that year, right? Not a ton, but 4. Found out that hair and makeup alone was $500. Wow. And the travel, right, was gonna cost us a few hundred dollars as well. 4 times. So if you just take the 500 times 4, that's $2,000 that we saved.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Huge. Yeah. All right. I've also used it because I had a vehicle warranty on a new car that I bought. Look, I don't know a lot about cars. I know how to change tires, oil, right? That's about it. Okay. So don't ask me much else about a car. So I was like, okay, this warranty, what does it do? They were like, yeah, anything that's not just general wear and tear, oils, tire, brakes, that's general wear and tear. But all the stuff under the hood, that's covered. I was like, great. That's what I need. So I got the warranty. Took it in to be fixed a couple of times. They were like, hey, well, we got you. They did exactly what they were supposed to do. I was happy. Third time I took it in, they said, you know what? It's a little bit more going on. We're going to have to actually look at your car a little bit further, do some more diagnostic. I was like, okay, cool. I'll come back. Came back. They gave me an estimate for $750. I was like, hold on. What's happening? I thought that I had a warranty for this. They were like, let us look into it. They looked at the warranty. They said, yeah, that's actually with the warranty on there, $750. Guys, for me at the time, I didn't have the $750. I needed my car, had to be able to take my kids to school, get to work, pick them up. And so I was pretty frustrated. I said, can I speak to a manager? Remember, we talked about ever asking to speak to a manager or supervisor. That's what I did. Hey, who else can I talk to? They gave me the service manager. They gave me the sales department. They just kept passing the buck. Anyone ever been there before? Frustrated, to say the least. So I said, you know what? Let me just call my attorney and see what they say. So I talked to my attorney. They said, you know what? Because you have contract and document review, send in your warranty. We'll look it over. 2 days later, they gave me a call back. All right, they said, you know what, Mr. Hunter, those parts actually are covered. It was something called a solenoid. Some of y'all might know what that is. I didn't. Right? They said the solenoid, it actually is covered. It's buried in the fine print, but they don't think that you're going to look that over. And even if you did, you're not going to understand it anyway. And if you had an attorney, you're going to have to spend more money than this situation is even going to cost. But I had access. So because of it, they wrote a letter on my behalf. That letter went to the legal department of one of the largest dealerships in Arizona. Okay. A couple days after that, that same dealership that said there was nothing they could do said, Mr. Hunter, we apologize. There was an oversight on our part. Bring your car and we're going to fix it free of charge. $750, right? Only one person in the room said, woo, right? But that's because it wasn't y'all money, right? If it was your $750, you would have been like, yes, right? $750, guys. All I'm saying is how many people were going through situations just like that, but because they didn't have access, they had to pay the $750. Or how about the people, even worse, the people that did have access, but at $300 or $400 an hour, what if the attorney took 2, 3, 4, or 5 hours to deal with that issue? They would have paid more in legal fees than what the situation costs. You see that? Right. So it's actually cheaper to be taken advantage of than to access your rights, but no longer because you now have Legal Shield. We'll also prepare your will, living will, healthcare power of attorney, and financial power of attorney at no additional cost. Right? Every day, right? People pass away, no will in place. My grandmother passed away, didn't have a will. Home that all the grandchildren were raised in went into probate because one person in the family disputed what would happen with the home. We all knew what my nana wanted to have done with the home. It would be passed to her youngest daughter, but that didn't get to happen because someone disputed it. The house went into probate. We lost the home. My grandfather had a stroke, right? Is really bad. There's a reversal drug that they can give if it's caught within a certain amount of time. But at this point, they said, you know what? There's a 70% chance that he will hemorrhage in his brain, bleed out, and die. 70%. The other 30%, he will recover to a degree. But that decision was having to be made by the family because there was no will in place, no medical directives. So could you see how that could be a really difficult decision for a family to make? His children, right? My dad, his sisters, his brothers, like they were really like, oh, we don't know what to do. That's our dad. The grandchildren, like, I'm like, look, I know my grandpa. He's a roll the dice kind of guy. He's like, give me the drugs, see what happens, right? If I don't make it, I wouldn't have known anyway. That's him. I know that. So we were kind of arguing about this. I was like, give him the drug, do it now. But do you see how if we had given him the drug and he did pass away, maybe uncles and aunts don't speak to certain nieces and nephews, mm-hmm. all because there's no will in place. We did give him the reversal drug and he did recover to a degree for a few weeks. So our family was okay. But all I'm saying is that people go through this all the time and they say that if you put it in writing, it'll stop the fighting. So you need to make sure that you get your will done. Okay. We'll also help you with your traffic tickets. So look, I've gotten quite a few traffic tickets, at least 2 for every person that's in this room. There's not really 100 people in this room. Okay. So chill out because I can feel you guys judging me through the screen. But just there's 2 things we're looking to do. Number 1, keep the points off your license so your insurance doesn't go up. Would you all agree that we pay enough for car insurance as it is? Absolutely. What happens when you get points on your license? The premiums on your insurance do what? They go up, right? I now have a 16-year-old son. Can you all believe that? He's now driving. He's on my insurance. Scary, okay? And to say the least. So if he gets a ticket, if he gets an accident, then that's on me now. So I feel good knowing that I have protections that allow my attorney to be able to go to court with me or for me on the traffic ticket to help me to keep the points off the license so I don't pay more for my car insurance. But if there's any technicalities or loopholes that I should look to get it dismissed as well, I would share the on the phone, but I don't know if on Zoom you guys would be able to hear it. I had a member that actually sent me a voice recording from the attorney that left a voicemail for him. He was so excited. He lived in Texas, but he got a ticket in Tempe, Arizona, right? And so he's like, I'm not coming back to Tempe for this ticket. But the attorney went on his behalf, gave him a call to let him know that they got it dismissed on his behalf. He was so excited because he was like, I would have paid more just to go back to Arizona than what the ticket costs. So he would have just paid the ticket. Right. You also have civil trial defense for covered situations, tax audit assistance if you're ever audited. Look, I've never gotten a letter from the IRS, but I don't want to. If I got one, I'd be pretty scared. Right. They say that IRS stands for individuals representing Satan. Right. I don't want to hear from them. Right? I don't know if anybody really wants to hear from Satan. But we're going to help you if you did get one of those letters. You also have a 25% preferred member discount. That's for the blue moon scenarios, like a complicated divorce, a bankruptcy, a criminal charge, a DUI, right? Everything from kidnapping to kid slapping. Utah, I don't know what you guys are into. But if something like that happened, right, you're going to get a discount because you would need an attorney anyway. Agreed. All right. So if something like that happened, right, where you, like, God forbid, right, you were going through a complicated divorce, God forbid, right, you had to go through a bankruptcy. Why pay full price for the attorney when you can have the best of the best for the least cost? We're also going to give you 24/7 emergency access. Remember, I told you that young lady said, I have access to two attorneys. They're family law attorneys. Well, great. I'm happy that she does have access. Seriously. But even they probably wouldn't answer the phone 24/7. And so if you're ever questioned, detained, or arrested, Child Protective Services threatens to take your children from your home, you're injured in an accident, or served with a warrant for your arrest, you have access. Here's an example, guys. I was actually driving back to Tucson, Arizona from Phoenix, hour and a half drive, okay, 100 miles or less. You guys are like, I see why you get a lot of tickets, right? Because that should take a little longer than that to go 100 miles. But I was driving home. I got pulled over. They asked for my license, registration, all that good stuff. I gave it to him. Comes back to my car. He says, you know what? Your registration is expired and your license is suspended. Because I was like, no, it's not. I was like, look at my registration. Like, look at the dates. He looked at it. He was like, yeah, I see that the dates actually show that it should be valid. But in my system says that it's expired. I was like, okay, then what do we do? He says, I'm actually, you know, per the law, supposed to impound your vehicle because of your suspended license. I was like, okay, well, can you give me an opportunity to call my attorney? Because I don't really know what to do in this situation. He said, yes. I called the attorney. The attorney got on the phone, spoke to the officer on my behalf. Officer comes back to my vehicle, says, you know what, Mr. Hunter, this is what we're going to do. I do have to remove the plate from your car because it does show that it's expired, but we're going to drive off of the freeway for us to do that, so we're safe. Then I'm going to give you an opportunity to go ahead and drive home. What I need you to do is tomorrow go to motor vehicle, find out exactly what's going on. I went to motor vehicle, found out that there was a glitch in motor vehicle system that actually suspended thousands of people's information. I was like, okay, so what's happening? They said it's already been corrected. I was like, okay, great. So I was okay. But then once again, I started to think, how many people did that affect that maybe their vehicle was impounded and they ended up having to pay the impound fees all because of a mistake that wasn't their own and because they didn't have the same access that I had. You guys see this? All right, I hope that I'm putting this into perspective for you. Lastly, we also have family domestic services. This is the only portion that there's a waiting period. After 90 days, uncontested divorce, adoption, separation, and name change are included in our services. Who's covered? You are, as the member, your spouse or domestic partner, never married, dependent children under the age of 26 that are living at home, or full-time college students, dependent children under the age of 18 for whom the member is legal guardian of, and lastly, physically or mentally disabled children that are living at home are all covered under this one membership. Now, the second membership, this last one I'm going to cover, is called ID Shield. We know that criminals don't just want your money anymore. They want your identity, right? If this had been 20 years ago, right, that someone could bang you over your head, take your wallet, and get your cash, but they could only spend your cash one time, right? If they get access to your credit score, your social security number, your passport, driver's license, emails, usernames, passwords, phone numbers, all your digital DNA, they can take that information, go on the dark web, and sell it over and over and over again. That's why it's a scary crime. And a lot of times we're not aware of it until it's too late. What about our children, right? I have a daughter that's 8 years old. I may not find out if she was a victim if I didn't have access to this until she's 18, 10 years later, right? How much stuff could happen in that amount of time? And sometimes we're like, oh, I've never been a victim. Well, if you've been a victim of a data breach, well, sometimes it takes a long time to comb through millions of people's information. So you may have been a victim of a data breach a year ago and you think you're safe today, but then 2 years later, you are a victim. So yes, you wanna have monitoring alerts, push notifications through a mobile app like what we have that lets you know if anything happens in your good name. So we'll monitor that for you. Okay, we're also going to give you social media monitoring and reputation management on there as well, because there's sometimes things that are on our social media that we're not aware of that maybe we don't want there, because employers, sometimes they're looking at this stuff to decide whether or not they want to hire someone, right? Or even sometimes whether they end up firing someone. So we're going to monitor that for you also. We also are going to give you consultation services, but the thing that I love the most is that we give you full service restoration services. We're the only company that does that, by the way. This is what separates us. This is what differentiates us from all other identity theft companies, is we give you licensed private investigators that do whatever it takes for as long as it takes to restore your identity back to pre-theft status, the way it was before the thief ever got a hold of it. See, this is the way that I like to compare it, okay, to give it, just put it in plain perspective for you all. If my house was on fire, God forbid, the smoke detector would go off. It would alert me and my family that I should get out of the home. But if the fire department called me and they said, hey, Mr. Hunter, got to make sure that you're out of the house, right? Be safe, get out, right? This is what you need to do. I'd be happy about that too. I'd be like, thank you guys. And then they say, you know, okay, Mr. Hunter, I'm glad that you're safe. And I'm like, hold on, but you guys are on your way, right? They say, no, 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 no. We were just monitoring. That's not what I want the fire department to do, right? Just monitoring. I want them to put the fire out. I need homeowners insurance that's going to build the home back up and replace the items that were damaged in the fire. So other companies, they just monitor. We actually restore. That's what you want. That's what you need. Because we can't actually prevent identity theft anymore. Our information is everywhere. You've been to the doctor, your information is there. Been to school, information is there, right? So if any of them are breached, which they're being breached every day, we could be victims. We also give you a $3 million protection policy. That simply means that in the event that you there's any loss of money due to the identity theft situation, we'll replace that up to $3 million. Okay. You also have other services as well with this. Trend Micro protects all your devices against malware infections. A VPN is a virtual private network. So we're in the Courtyard Marriott right now. If I connect it to public Wi-Fi, right, I have a virtual private network. So thieves can't digitally eavesdrop and steal my information, right? Because that's what they're doing nowadays. Who here has ever got a text from like UPS or something that said like, come pick up this parcel? And you're like, right? It happens all the time, right? It's called a phishing scam. And right, I didn't know what that was either. I was like, a phishing scam. They're like, no, like not phishing, but like phishing with a PH. So anyways, right, that simply means that they're looking for you to click on those links so that they can get into your device and steal your information. That means that you were a victim of a data breach because our phone numbers are in these breaches. They get our information and that's what they do. So we want to make sure that we're protected. So that's what the VPN is going to help you with. You also have a password manager. You have privacy management. You also have credit counseling and education as long as you pair both the legal and identity theft plan together. It's $19.95 for yourself as an individual. It's $34.95 a month if you're protecting your entire family, meaning your spouse or domestic partner, as well as your dependent children that are under the age of 18. This is simply showing you as well that we have some small business plans. We have three tiers of plans that you can be protected with. So if you're a business owner that's here on the line right now, right? We want to make sure that your business is also protected as well, okay? Because that's important. That's your livelihood. I want you to think right now, what could happen to your business that would be detrimental to your business if you had one? If you know a business owner, what could happen to their business that would be detrimental to their business? Like if they were sued, right? If they had a really bad breakup with a partner, right? That means that you should have an attorney that's going to protect you. And we have plans anywhere from $49 a month to $169 a month that's going to give you a range of protections. Please ask the person that invited you out all about that if you're a business owner as well. Now, you also may be interested in how to get this membership for free. If you like free, this is for you. All right. And it gives you discounts. It's called Member Perks. We have over 400 retailers that give us discounts. Places like Best Buy, Target, Groupon, T-Mobile, Apple, Costco, Sam's Club, you name it, right? So things that you're already spending money on, you can now get a discount, right? So my fiance does most of the grocery shopping, right? So she goes and uses all the coupons and discounts she could get through Member Perks, right? I like to buy electronics. So when I bought a Samsung TV, because Samsung and Best Buy was on there, saved $300 because Apple was on here. When I got my MacBook Pro, saved like $280. Okay, all I'm saying is that when you aggressively use the perks, you're going to save more money than this membership costs on a monthly basis, essentially giving you this membership for free. So that's what I want you all to think about as well. If you're not a member, let's help you become a member so that you can actually save more money, right? It's not about how much money you make, but how much money you keep. If you are a member, then you want to start using these perks even more, okay? Now, this is the last part. This is where I'm going to wrap up. We do want to share this part with you, okay? Because last thing I want is for the person that's invited you here to continue to have the success that they're having, but all they did was tell you about the services, and you come back to them later on and say, hold on, why didn't you ever tell me I could have partnered with you to earn some income with you? So we get paid four different ways. Remember, I said we're going to talk about the compensation, right? That was number four. So we personally get paid whenever we protect a member with our services, right? So when you get a new customer, they take a look at the information I just shared with you right now. They're like, hold on, that makes sense. They sign up. You're going to get paid anywhere from $70 to well over $370. I think that's a nice deal, right? You share this with someone on your lunch break, make $300, make $200, make $70. That's awesome. That's your personal income. You also have leverage income. So inevitably, someone you share this with says, you know what? This makes sense. I actually am overworked and underpaid, sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm looking to supplement my income. They decide to join your team. They know a lot of folks, or maybe they have a lot of influence, or maybe they're just inspired to be able to change their current circumstances. They want to help a lot of people. They go out and protect a new member. They get paid, but then so do you, just like the real estate broker that has a lot of agents. See, I'd rather be the broker than the agent, because the agent has to continue to sell homes to make more income. All right. They sell 10 homes one month. That's a great month. But if they don't sell any homes the next month, they don't have any income. But the broker continues to get paid for each home that any of their agents sell. So it gives them leverage. You have that same opportunity here. You also have residual income. So now you're going to get paid over and over and over again for the life of your customers. Not just the customers that you personally protect, but also the customers that your team protects for the life of that customer. So the way that it was put to me was this much, or it was this way. One of my mentors said, Edmund, if you got paid every time someone in your neighborhood paid their cell phone bill, how would that make you feel? I was like, make me feel rich. Well, you have that same opportunity, because if you can attach your income to someone else's lifestyle, you could become wealthy. And because our membership is a lifetime type of a membership, people love to have it. Once they use it, you continue to get paid for the life of that customer, attaching your income to now someone else's lifestyle and continuing to get paid. And then you also have bonuses that you can earn as well. Hold on, let me go back to this last screen real quick. This is what I want to show you. You see on the screen here, we have several different individuals. We have Darnell and Tracy Self, my personal mentors, right? Had a retail background, now earning a seven-figure income with our company. We have Brian and Melissa Carruthers, real estate background, was already having a lot of success in real estate, but needed more leverage and passive income in his life, and now is making a seven-figure income with this company. Not saying that to impress you, just letting you know what the facts are. My good friend, Alex Shaheed, right? $200,000 income earner. Never really had a traditional job, right? Because right out of college, pretty much, he went into Legal Shield. What I'm saying is this. These are people that are highly successful in our company. They work for you. The same presentation I'm doing right now, they do for us all the time. So even if you're thinking right now, you know what, I'm not a salesperson, I'm not really good at sales, I couldn't see myself doing exactly what you're doing right now, Mr. Hunter, that's okay. Because we have individuals just like this that are far better than I am that would do the same presentation for you. So you can have success even if you're not a salesperson. Here's our commission structure. When you get started with us, you're a brand new associate. You earn anywhere from $70 to $370 as an executive director. But when you first get started, protect three members, and one of those three people decides, you know what, this makes sense, I want to join your team. You're forced to take a raise. When I heard that, I was like, forced to take a raise? I used to have to beg for raises at my job. And there was nothing I could just do three of and get a raise, right? It didn't work like that. But here, after just three membership sales, you can get a raise. You dictate your income here with Legal Shield. You're now getting paid $90 for the very thing you were once getting paid $70 for. Doing the same work, just getting paid a little bit more. After a couple more business partners, a handful of membership sales, you're now a manager earning $120. I could almost stop there, because if you protected 10 members in a month, that'd be an extra $1,200 that month that your job didn't pay you. I want to repeat that. That's an extra $1,200 a month that your job didn't pay you. See, operative word was extra money, because no one's asking you to stop doing what you're doing. Quit your job, right? Let this interfere with all the other things you're, because I'm sure someone was thinking that, right? Like, well, I don't have time for this. We're not asking you to have time. How much money would you like to earn in the time you don't have? Right? That always stumps people. They're like, in the time that I don't have, you said you don't have time. But you can still earn income in the time you don't have, because remember I said all those people that work for you, imagine having someone look at this presentation even though you were busy at work. That's the time you didn't have. You didn't have the time to do the presentation, but someone else did. And you still got to earn the income. You also have leveraged income, because when someone joins your team and they go out and produce a membership, let's say that Edmund Hunter joins your team. I was your bartender. You're like, man, Edmund, you have a great work ethic, right? And I was like, thank you. You said, do you keep your income options open? I said, yes. So you said, look, I'm going to send you a video. I want you to take a look at it. I'm going to be at work tomorrow, but while I'm at work, I want you to watch this video if you have time. That's the time you didn't have, right? So you're at work. I'm watching the video. I give you a call back. I said, man, this just makes sense. I want to join a team. What do I do? So I join your team. You're a manager. You make $120 when I get the services from you, for me and my family. I'm excited because remember, I got a lot of tickets, right? So I needed the services. But now I'm on your team and I know a lot of people. I got a huge family. So I get 20 of my family members on a Zoom, right? Darnell Self does a presentation. He's the best at doing the presentation. 10 of my family members said, this just makes sense. I make $70 times the 10 people that got protected. Now, if I did that, I would have gotten a promotion. But for example, say I make 70 times 10. That is $700, right? But you just made the difference between your level and my level. You're a manager. I'm an associate. Difference between 120 and 70 is 50. So you make 50 times the 10 people in my family that got protected with services. You don't know all my family members. You don't even care. You like $500. Go, Edmund, go. right? So now you're like, what if I could have two Edmund Hunters on my team? That'd be tough because I'm pretty good. But check this out. What if you had five of me, 10 of me, 100? That's up to you because it's your business. That's how you create leverage, okay? And then also you have bonuses, over $700 in bonuses that you can earn. And there's far many other bonuses that we can tell you about when you decide to get started. We also have something called Performance Club. Who here loves to travel?
Yeah.
All right. Who here loves to travel when it's really expensive? No hands go up. I don't want to travel when it's really expensive, but this is what I love about this. Legal Shield gives us all-inclusive incentive trips to some of the like most exotic destinations. We've been to Atlantis, Bahamas, Cabo San Lucas, Riviera Maya, Universal Studios, Maui, Hawaii. Our next trip is to Jamaica. Those are the six that I've now earned in my time here with the company. Well, seven, because we also have one to Universal Studios. I got to take my children there, right? So, and that was all expenses paid with the company. They paid for the airfare, the hotel stay, the food, the beverages. Everything was included. I used to be afraid to fly because the turbulence on the plane would like scare me. Like, I don't like roller coasters and stuff, right? So it'd drop, I'm like, oh my gosh, I couldn't stand it. But like, I couldn't even complain about that when it's free, right? Like the turbulence on the plane feels like a massage, you know what I'm saying? When it's free, you can't complain about it. You get bonuses up to $500, just protecting 2 to 4 members every single month. So we're not asking you to be a superstar, a great salesperson. One every other week, you can start to earn bonuses here with this company as well. We have a full wheel of opportunity. So other services that we offer, we have over 13 products that we get to add value to the marketplace is what I love, okay? So you'll get to find your niche. Remember I said there was five areas. We already went over the company, the credibility of the company, the need in the marketplace for what it is that we have. I think that we did a good job on expressing the value there. The product or service, that's what this is about, adding value to the lives of others through our product. The compensation, I think we went over the compensation. There's some money to be made. The last thing is the timing, okay? And they say the T in timing outweighs the T in talent. So I'm not worried about how good you feel you may be at this. It's more so about the timing and where we are right now with inflation, right? With people having concerns, right? The presidential debate. Oh my gosh. I don't want either one. Things are happening that are making people aware like, oh my gosh, things are uncertain. I don't know what to do. And when people don't know what to do, what should they have access to? Their rights. And so the timing is perfect for this. They say that if you get in on the front end of a trend, you can become wealthy. When you get in on the back end of a trend, you participate as a customer. And so 5 years from now, 10 years from now, there's two things that can happen. You can look back and say, man, I heard about that legal thing from that guy from Arizona, but I didn't take advantage. Now I have to simply participate as a customer. Or you can say, you know what? I had the wherewithal. I had the foresight to see that this was going to do the same thing that Netflix, that Amazon, that Yahoo, that right, all these things have already done, and I position myself to be able to take advantage. That's the timing that we're in right now. When you decide to get started with us, you can start part-time. You can work from anywhere. You have a willable book of business, meaning that you can pass this residual income down for generations, two generations. I call that legacy income. Okay. You also can get fast start training, ongoing training, and align with a personal mentor, meaning someone that's already been highly successful is going to work directly with you to teach you all the best practices and show you how to do what they've already done. Okay, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. It's only a one-time registration fee of $49, guys. Wow. That's like less than a tank of gas, yeah. Okay? That's less than a cheap lunch date, okay? Yeah. Like I can't take my fiance anywhere for 49 bucks, all right? So $49, though, has equipped me with the ability to take her to nicer places, right? So that's what I love about this. The traditional business, $5,000 to $10,000 to start. Here, $49. So you have to start asking yourself, not what if this doesn't work? Oh, man, what if I invest the $49 and it doesn't work? For $49, you have to start to ask yourself, what if it does? All right? And so there's only one ongoing expense that you need. It's called PPLSI Advantage or Legal Shield Advantage. It's $24.95 a month. It gives you a CRM tool, video hosting, a website, everything you need for split-second marketing to build your business on the go, on the fly. We'll teach you exactly how to do that. But we give it to you for free for your first 30 days because we want your business overhead to come out of your profits rather than your pockets. Okay, so let us help you to start getting paid immediately. Okay, there's typically three types of people that see this information. The first type says, you know what, Mr. Hunter, you could have stopped a long time ago. This just makes sense. I want to get started. If that's you, welcome to the team. Welcome to the Legal Shield family. We're excited for you. Okay, the second type of person says, the services make sense. I'm not sure about the business opportunity quite yet. We understand that not everything is for everybody and everybody's not for everything. I get it. but the services definitely are for everyone. So if that's you, you're a number two, you want to get the services, get back with the person that invited you here. They'll get their link over to you. It takes about 3 minutes to enroll. Welcome to the Legal Shield and ID Shield family. We are so excited that you're now protecting your legal rights as well as your identity. The third type of person says, this all sounds good, I just simply have questions. And that's okay, because I was one of those people. I had some questions as well. But we just simply want to get those questions answered so that you can make a well-informed and educated decision for yourself as well as your family. See, don't go do what many other people do, which is to go ask their broke uncle or something, right, about something that they didn't even see, because all they can do is possibly give you some bad advice, and then they're likely going to ask you to borrow some money. So you want to make sure you get those questions answered by those of us that simply are going to tell you from our own experience what Legal Shield is really about. And you get to make the decision that's best for you and your family. So that, those are three types of people, guys. One, two, or three, let the person that invited you out know. And I'm not sure if we have any testimonials, but at this time, I'm going to turn it back over to your regional vice president, Mr. Ryan Ellis.
Woo!
Over to you, sir.
Yeah. Dude. Thank you, brother.
Absolutely.
Man, that was good. You are all screaming on Zoom land, right?
This is phenomenal.
We usually go right into a break. We're not going to. Want to know why? Because the coolest thing has just happened to us. Let's get right to that slide. Okay, so I'm super excited. I'm always excited. You guys need to maybe get as excited as I am, okay? That's how we made four kids in my household. Mm-hmm. But so, Mr. Hunter, you said the greatest speaker was Darnell Zelf. You're right there, man. Your presentation was flawless.
Thanks.
I signed up literally again, and I got my membership the same thing. But it's pretty cool. I'm spending my money because you're that good. Look, the only thing I said last year was to bring more guests out. That's what we need to do. We need to fill the room, fill the Zoom land, and make it happen. But the reason I'm super excited, and I'm not even going to take a break, is because I want you all to pull up your phone here. So grab your phones, if you would. Everybody grab your phones and find your Legal Shield app. If you guys know what that looks like, find your Legal Shield app. Okay. Tap your app, if you would. Is it looking like mine? Everybody looking like mine? Yeah. Needs facial ID, so recognition. There we go. All right. Literally, when you tap your app, what happens? You access your law firm. Okay. The cool part is today we're all going to access our law firm in person. Like, it's not in the phone. We don't have to have a phone call. We are actually going to hear from our own law firm. They are real people. This is the coolest part. And the reason we always invite our attorneys to one of our meetings, or at least one a quarter, is because we want to show you, the associates, that they're real people doing real work for us, okay? So I'm super excited to always have this gentleman here. He's one of the partners in Smart Schofield Shorter. Please just give him a huge round of applause. I know we're huge in the room, but let's let him hear it, Mr. Jeff Shorter. Woo. Come on. I'm good.
First of all, I want to shake Edmund's hand because I've never met anybody that speaks as fast as I do. So that's, people are all, court reporters always say, sir, can you please slow down? Because they're like, yeah, slow down. I'm typing that up. So anyway, it's good to be here. It's nice to meet you too, Edmund. I love Legal Shield. And those of you that, and don't, if you've gone on one trip, they've gone to Cancun a couple of times too on that one of those trips. Because in the olden days, as attorneys, we sometimes got to go, went to Cancun with them, and that was enjoyable. All-inclusive, go down there. Obviously, we had to pay our fees, but that's okay. It was still, Cancun was awesome. Okay, so we went down there. Like I said, I love Legal Shield. I've practiced law since 1990. And the first 14 years, I did other kind of work. But since March of 99, I've been working with Legal Shield out of Utah. In 2009, we took over Wyoming. In 2020, we took over Idaho. And I've been working with these places, and like I said, it's been a great thing for me. I've traveled more with Legal Shield. I've met more people with Legal Shield. I've met great attorneys throughout the country, and some of them I've met are long retired. And I'm sure, again, there's a new group of attorneys coming up that are great. They're young, they're happening, and they love Legal Shield as well. It's like I said, it's my career. I plan on staying here until I retire. I love Legal Shield. It's made my life so much better and happier. And I've met great people that sell Legal Shield. I'm seeing a lot of them in the room right here that I've met and worked with. And like I said, it's one of the most fabulous programs I've ever seen. So if you want to get going, because it's not going away. Like I said, I've been around, and Harlan's been around since the 70s, and I've been around since the 90s. And so it's not going anywhere. So now's the time to get in and work it. And obviously you have to work it hard. You can get some good things. And if you get some great people like Edmund, that's always the best thing. You get a couple of great salesmen, Darnell Selfie, somebody like that on your team. And suddenly, because I've like I said, I've loved Darnell, listened to him speak for the 20-something years I've been going to Legal Shield in Oklahoma. He's outstanding. That gentleman knows how to get a crowd riled up. Let's put it that way. And I actually kind of missed some of those old sales. I think it was it Bill? Who was the one that was the one that passed away that was just outstanding?
Dave Savula.
That guy, I'm seriously, he could sell ice to Eskimos.
Yes.
He could sell anything to anybody. And not only because he could do it, because he was sincere about, he meant what he said. He was not bull crapping anybody. He meant that you can make money if you care and want to make money and help people, you can do it. And he was as authentic as they come. And so that was great to get to know him. Of course, Harlan's gone, and at some point, it's funny, I'll be retiring too, and it's just strange to think of that I'm getting old enough to retire. But
please, no.
Yeah. Not for a while. Okay. But again, like I said, I want to stay around because I enjoy it, and I love my job. I go to work, and I get on the phones in the morning. I work three shifts a week for Utah. I cover all Wyoming all week long. I cover the Legal Shield Wyoming emergency calls, usually people from out of state going through Wyoming with marijuana they shouldn't have had because Wyoming doesn't approve it, or with maybe some other substances they might have not had, or they should have maybe had so much to drink on the way through Wyoming, or whatever, speed through Wyoming. But I get a lot of people from out of state calling me, I just got arrested. What do I do? I say, well, make yourself comfortable in the jail. The judge will be there first thing in the morning, and if you're bailed out, you'll get bailed out. And then once you're out, give us a call, and we'll see what we can do to help you work with it. So,
wow.
Like I said, I enjoy it. I've been through parts of Wyoming. I've never been to parts of Wyoming that I've been through. I was born in Wyoming, lived there for a few years. My relatives are all from Wyoming, from Star Valley near Jackson Hole. And I've been to parts of Wyoming I had no idea were out there. I've got to tell you this story about the highway patrolman in Wyoming. Okay, I'm going to Buffalo. I'm going to got to get my cities right. Buffalo, Wyoming for a bankruptcy hearing. It's in the middle of winter, of course, because nobody does bankruptcy in the springtime or summer. It's always in the winter. So I went there, I'm driving up the road, and I've got to get, and I thought, oh good, I-25 still open. And they said, oh no, it's closed. And I didn't realize I-25 comes around and then turns and goes north towards Montana. So I thought, oh great, I'll just get on the freeway. But they shut the freeway down. I said, oh no, I'm stuck here in a town 2 hours away from my bankruptcy hearing that's in Buffalo. So I ask around, I say, is there a back road off the freeway that could go up there? And sure enough, there's this guy. Said, oh yeah, take this little road here, and it goes around the backside off the freeway up to my bankruptcy hearing. And it's funny, I'm from Salt Lake, the only attorney that showed up at the bankruptcy hearing, even though all these Wyoming attorneys were there. But as I'm driving up the road and there's this big old bull out in the field, and he's got at least 2 feet of snow on his back, just sitting there. And I'm thinking, okay, I've got to get going. So I whip around this guy, because I've got to get there on time. Look over there, and it's a Wyoming Highway patrolman. He just looks over at me, smiles, and just does his little slow down. So I go ahead of him and then had to creep all the way to Buffalo. But I made it. Our clients were excited I was there. The trustee was frankly surprised I was there because we weren't doing Zoom at that time. So I actually, you know, we showed up for our clients. So my client was there, I was there. The trustee was surprised because none of the Wyoming attorneys showed up. But we got the bankruptcy thing taken care of, and I learned that this Wyoming Highway Patrolman was a pretty nice guy. And the snow, yeah, you should go slower probably in the snow than I was going.
No.
Anyway, it was nice. He did the old slow down thing, and I took it, and he didn't write me a citation, so that was great. I've learned a lot of places in Wyoming that give tickets. So whenever you go into a town, remember Wyoming, they start 50, then it goes to 40, then it goes to 30, and they're dead serious about when you get that sign. They give you a warning sign, but when you hit that sign, you better be going the speed limit or lower. And so be sure if you're going through Wyoming, all those small towns, that's part of their revenue stream. So slow down. When they say 50, 40, 30, they mean it. 50, 40, 30. So anyway, and if they don't, then we can sometimes help you if you fail to follow our advice that's trying to protect you. If you don't follow it, then we can sometimes help you on the other side with trying to minimize the consequences you're going to get. So, but anyway, like I said, I love Legal Shield. It's been my whole career. It's the funnest thing I've ever done with law. And sometimes on Friday, I'll sit there, and I've told you this before, I'll sit there and say, I can't believe this is my job. I get to talk to people. Now, obviously, sometimes at the end of the day, talking to people, it's like they're maybe on maybe your last nerve. Some of them may get on your last nerve. But like I said, we spend about half a day, our attorneys are on half-day shifts, and they do three or four a week. And because, again, we want them to be happy when they're talking to members. If you do, and I can't believe Arizona, they have people that do it all day long. and all week long. And I don't, again, I've tried that. I've done that a couple of times. And you just get tired. You just get tired and worn out, and it's not good. So we have attorneys on shifts. When we have them on fewer shifts and fewer work, they're happier. The members are happier. They're much more patient, right? Because you're thinking, oh, I've got 10 calls. It's 5 o'clock, and I've got 10 calls. And sure enough, I'm going to get the call that the guy wants to go for an hour, right? Mm-hmm. And so everybody's trying to rush through it instead of give good consultation, good advice. Yeah. Well, I said, I love it. I love talking to members. I don't know how many people I've helped, you know, step back, think of things as what they really are going to be, and with their families to make sure that they're on family law issues, not to panic. Everything's done slowly. There's nobody can just rush in and get something done. The court's going to look at what's best for the children, what's best for the spouses. So, because sometimes people call and they're just panicked. Like, my husband said he's going to leave me. He's going to take the kids. Can he do that? And it's nice to talk to him and say, no, that's not how it works. I'll explain how it works. And if you need assistance, we can represent you and help you to make sure it gets done the right way. So I love it. Like I said, we've had a lot of success stories. I don't know how many we've had over the years. I probably do, I'd say 5 to 10 letters a week for Legal Shield members at least. Like I said, I love it. And many times they work. Sometimes the letters aren't responded to, but many times they work. One thing to be careful of, just to warn you, if somebody says, hey, let's set up an Amazon store and we're in Wyoming and we're just the greatest company ever and it's only going to cost you $60,000, call me first, okay? Call me first. Because some of those things will work, but some of these people are just set up things and all they do is just want to, basically, instead of working hard, they just spend their time trying to rip people off. That's how and then they just shut that business down and move on. So if they worked as hard at scamming people as they do scamming people, they would be way successful. Because like I said, there's a lot of that. So again, before you sign contracts, call us. Before you enter into lease agreements, call us. Before you have sales contracts, call us. We review documents. We review letters from other parties. We can advise you when you get those calls about, oh, it's a sheriff on the line and you're going to prison in 2 minutes if you don't pay us $800. Some of that stuff is just nonsense, but call us ahead of time and ask us. And most members call me and say, hey, here's what's happening. What do you think? I say, absolutely. Do not call them anymore. Hang up on them. The police departments don't work like that. They'll tell you they're coming. They'll come to your door and knock on it. And then if you don't answer, they'll knock the door down. They're not going to call you on the phone and say, hey, pay $800 because we got your grandson locked in prison somewhere. Right. We won't let him out. So, but yeah, there's a lot of that. So just be sure and call us. If you have a question about anything, I talk to some members. Some people like to talk just to talk to me, and I don't mind. I like talking to them too. But legal issues, any kind, call us ahead of time. It's so much easier to prevent problems than to try and fix them afterwards. And that's what Legal Shield's great. It's a shield. It's a great shield to protect you from silly things that sometimes you do that you afterwards you think, oh, I shouldn't have done that. But once you've signed it, other than a few exceptions, you're stuck. And so that makes it a little bit more difficult. Do you have any questions for me? Like I said, I'd love doing Legal Shield. I love meeting with you. I just love it. Like I said, I bet I've done. I know when we changed over to the new I series or the new anyway, the old system was DOS. Now it's, I guess, Microsoft, whatever. Again, I'm from the pre-electronic age. Pong was a real cool thing when I was growing up. I don't know if any of you have seen that ancient thing, but I'm still not great with my phone. I just have to have my granddaughter come show me sometimes how to send her messages and how to send her links because I'm not sure how to do it. But like I said, it's I don't know. It's just a great program, and it's good. It's a good way to make money, and it's a good way to help people, especially ones that don't have any idea what they're doing or have questions about legal issues. So anyway, it's awesome.
I just have questions.
Sure.
What are the top couple reasons regular members, and I'm going to ask you the same thing about small business owners,
okay,
regular members are using, you're getting the calls for? What are those top three, four things that they're calling?
Traffic's always a big one. Okay. That's not the big one. I think probably consumer issues, family law issues, financial issues are usually, especially in this time, financial issues, and landlord-tenant's a big one. Get a lot of landlord-tenant.
More tenant than landlord?
More tenant than landlord. We have a few landlords, but more tenant than landlord. Right. So, and then small businesses, you want to know. The biggest one I think is probably collections. I think collections is a big one for small businesses because, like I said, they want to run their business. They're not interested in they're too busy working their business to be worried about these five people won't pay me and then I have to prepare a letter and try and collect it. So I think collections is a big one for small businesses, and then contracts. Contracts that may be entering with other people, and what, you know, building a relationship, hiring a cleaning company or doing those kind of things for small businesses. That's probably the big issues for them.
Okay. And my wife's in the room. There's no prenup after you've been married 32 years, right?
It's called a postnup.
Yeah. What?
Postnup. And you can do a postnup. You really can, but
really?
It's, of course, if you try to postnup, then you may be doing the divorce thing, so you won't need to worry about the postnup.
I might be doing that anyway at this point because of what I just said.
Yeah. Postnups are great if you've got a real solid relationship and both parties are independently wealthy, because then they don't care. If they have their own money, it wouldn't matter. But yeah, postnups usually lead to divorce, because otherwise, that's what it is. You're saying, "Hey, I don't really like you that much, and I don't trust you, so let's split up our money that we've earned."
I didn't go there, Jeff. That's not what I was saying.
Well, I'm talking hypothetically. Theoretically. Okay. Yeah.
I got a question.
Sure.
What are you finding that are, or I should say in your experience, what are some things that we do well for our members? Like, obviously, like will preparation. Like, that's a knock out of the park. Like, what are some things that, like, we want to see our members call in to use the service for, because we know that we can typically get them a win?
Okay. Always the wills. Okay. Yeah. If whatever it takes to get, if you have somebody sign up and get a new member, help, if you have to sit there and help them fill it out, and we have the online questionnaire they can fill out, get them to send in their will questionnaire so we can get it back to them, and then get them to have it signed and notarized. Because once they get that in place, and then let them know, hey, if something happens in a year, let us know. We can update them annually. There's no charge. There's no fee. So I think that's a good thing. And then on the plan, I think just to tell them, be sure and read your plan carefully and maybe go through it real carefully, because sometimes you'll tell them things and they're hearing, hey, this is a get out of jail free card. I've got this giant mess I created. And now, oh, if I get this legal shield, because I had a woman call me the other day, and we're like the last person they can call. They've tried everything else, and by that time,
they Google it.
Yeah, sometimes they'll Google it, but that's the toughest one, because if they get to that point, there's often not much we can do either. Because if they've tried legal aid, they've tried three or four attorneys, and they won't take the case, and they get to us, there's a reason the other attorneys wouldn't take it, and there's a reason they couldn't get help with legal aid. Now, it doesn't mean we still won't give them a good consultation and try and help them with, you know, like a will. But like I said, if they're being evicted and they have no income, it's pretty hard. The will's meaningless to them if they're saying, "Well, I don't even know where to put my kids." Right, and there's no way to stop that. So I guess just make sure that it's not, I guess it's, sometimes it's an emergency and those will work, but I guess if it's an emergency, try to help them see the long-term benefit and realize this emergency thing may or may not get helped, but in the future, it's gonna make a big difference, because then you might be able to have these emergencies again,
because
you can avoid a lot of stuff and prevent a lot of problems. Right. So I think that'd be good, because emergency members sometimes, like I said, sometimes we can really help them, but if it's really that drastic, sometimes we can, and then I think they leave frustrated. And then, you know, and they, of course, they don't care about a will if they're being evicted, right? That doesn't help them. They have no money and are being evicted. A will's meaningless to them at that point.
Yeah.
You know, we still will talk to them and try our best to keep them on as members. It's sometimes hard because we can't provide what they thought they were going to get. Yeah. So.
How about helping out with a business plan?
I'm not sure I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Well, say somebody had a business plan and then they want to submit to you guys to help them draft.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, depending on their plan. Some of them have contracts we can draft for them for certain prices, but there's always, everything's covered. It really is. They can do anything. It's just whether it's under the discounted rate or one of the benefits that come as part of their plan. And you know, with Legal Shield, they've created quite a few plans over the years. Mm-hmm. I think they're trying to get a good, better, best thing going right now, which will be very helpful. Because then you'll say, look, here's what this does, here's what this does, and here's what this does, and try and get people to get the best one. Because there's a lot of good benefits on those plans. And the best thing of all is talking to somebody and making sure you get to the right. So if you really need an attorney to hire them, get them to the right attorney in the right state at the right time to hopefully, you know, meet heads with the other attorney and hopefully solve the problem short of litigation, right? Because sometimes you have an attorney and the other person have an attorney makes, they get together and sometimes you can avoid lengthy trials or lengthy expenses. You say, look, what's the best way for both of us to get out of this? Let's just do this and part ways. So, but yeah, so the point is anything they ask, we can help them know what they need to do or what we can help them do in order to move forward on their business.
That's part of the documentation review.
It is. Yeah. If it's under the documents. And like I said, a lot of things, some states have the forms, and that's the other great thing about Legal Shield is we can help people find forms. If they don't have the income to do the discounted rate, we can get them the proper form. So when you file them, they'll know exactly what they need to do. And then not necessarily have an attorney, but still get the same results. So, yeah, it's like I said, it's everything's covered. It really is. I always thought that, but I always wondered about that, but everything's covered, just whether you have a discount or not. But I'd love the idea we can go to Texas and they need a Texas, you know, malpractice attorney. We can refer them to Texas and then find a good attorney under a discounted rate to help solve problems that they may have, or help them figure out it's not that big of a problem, or it's not a problem at all, and so you need to let it go or move on. Because I don't know how many members have called and have been carrying something for months or years. It's like, why are you doing that? Call us. Don't punish you. There's no reason to be that way. Call us. We'll help you figure out if there's what to do and where to go, and then you can decide. I go this way, that way, or whatever. You can make your choice, so it makes it a lot better.
So another question, just testimonial recently. I use the service a lot. You guys hear from me a lot. I'm on speed dial, right? But it's to make good decisions, right? That kind of aha moment. And just the testimonial this last month, I had an insurance company. Insurance is crazy, and my rates went up and all these things, but they erroneously charged me extra money. Didn't want to refund it. It was a tune of about $1,000.
Okay.
And didn't seem like much hope. Honestly, you know, these big insurance companies, we didn't know, but we fired off a letter anyway. They responded to your guys' law firm. They talked to him on the phone, and it resulted in me getting the full $1,000 back. Yeah. But they tried to blow me off with a $300 check. Mm-hmm. And because you guys stepped in, I got another $700. It didn't cost me any extra. It was included in the service. So that was just in the last 30 days.
Yeah. Wow. No, and like I said, I've had a couple. My memory's not great for remembering, but I know Rachel's better at that. She keeps track of all of them. But I know in the last month I've had two or three successful letters that have made a difference for people and got things resolved. And on debt collections, I'll send them out to, you know, maybe a plumbing company needs five collection letters. They'll, three or four people will call me and say, hey, do I pay you? Do I pay them? I said, just call them directly and make the payment. And like I said, then the business person can go on about their business, right? They're plumbers. They're not debt collectors. So, yeah. And it makes it really easy.
Question I would have is, what we think is like when you transition from traditional legal to us, like what was the biggest aha moment for you as a traditional attorney kind of transition into this different model? Like what was that for you? That like, wow, this is neat and I can really lean into this.
The best thing, billable hours. When I first started practicing in California, I had to bill 2,400 hours a year, billing hours. That's charging hours to clients. And I did insurance defense, so it helps you do that, but it was difficult. And then you feel the pressure like, oh, I don't necessarily want to bill them, but I almost feel like I have to bill everybody every time I do something. Right. And if I don't bill them, I'm going to get in my 24 hours, then the partners are going to not be happy, and then I may or may not have a job. Mm. With Legal Shield, my favorite part is I don't have to worry about billable hours. Mm. I don't worry if they talk to me for half hour or an hour, it doesn't matter. I'm not thinking, oh my gosh, I've got to get this person off the phone because I've got a client who I can actually bill, and the partners are looking at me, and I've got a bill, so I've got to get rid of this person I really like and trying to help, even though they may not have a lot of money, and then I've got to jump over here and get this person I may not like, because I've got my billable hours, I've got that pressure in the back of our head. Mm-hmm. And our law firm, we don't have billable hours. We allow our attorneys to grow, and if they want to work hard and build a big practice, we don't stop them. If they just want to work on Legal Shield and call people, we can't pay them as much as other attorneys, because they're just making phone calls, but if they just want to call people and talk to them, we're happy to have them there. And some attorneys like that. We have a lot of part-time attorneys, especially moms, who want to work and practice law, but they don't want to do it full-time. They've got kids that could run to soccer. They've got kids that go to school. And we've got about six part-time attorneys, which allows them to call on the phones for half a day, and then the rest of the day they're taking care of their kids. And they love it. They make money, stay in the law field without having the pressure of getting to work and billing clients and building clientele. So,
cool.
And we're always looking for part-time attorneys. And so if anybody knows of any part-time attorneys that are looking like they're maybe retired and just want to a little income, have them contact us and we can see if they can fit on the Legal Shield plan. Because the more attorneys working, the less stress if they're not, you know, too overloaded with calls. There were times when I first started, I had 100 calls a day for me to make.
Yeah.
Because we had our own system. Randy Smart, our partner, who's retired, he met with Leslie Fisher many years ago, and then he took her on a tour around St. George, the baseball fields. She's like, what is this guy doing in Utah? I mean, she's from Oklahoma, so again, that's still a big town. St. George is big time from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
But he said, why is he taking around to show me all the baseball fields in St. George? But anyway, they created a program we use, and they'd assign different calls to us during the day. And I had like 100 calls assigned to me. And that's a lot of pressure, plus practicing law on top of that. So now we have half-day shifts, and that's better. You're on the half a day, and you clean up, you know, document reviews and do other things like that. But the rest of the day, you can do other things. And again, not the pressure of seeing the calls piling up, you know, and you have to make calls. Because we'll get over the weekend. So we're trying to make that better for our attorneys, just to give them, because they're happier. And again, if they're happier, members will be happier. If members are happier, they'll stay, and we all benefit from everybody staying on. Because it's a great program, regardless of whether you sell it or not, just having the membership is well worth it.
Yes,
it's been nice, because I remember as a young man, had a car accident, I had no idea what to do. And if I had Legal Shield back then, I could have called them and said, what do I do with this? I have no idea. I got hit by a car. You know, what do I do? And now, so now I help that, help other people do that. So
yeah.
Anyway, so, it's great. One more question, looks like.
Do you guys do corporate bond? Like if somebody's at work, the boss is threatening to fire them and the employee feels that they're right in this scenario, do you protect that employee?
So that depends. We always talk to employees. Now, sometimes there's some business plans that, that exclude us from talking to employees. Right here saying, we're not going to buy this plan for 800 employees and then have them turn on us. Because yeah, maybe we're the worst employer in the world, and we're violating every law and rule and statute. And so there's some of those we can't help them with employment questions, but we'll tell them, so we can't help you. It doesn't mean you can't get legal advice. We just can't help you or refer you out. But yeah, if somebody has a job, now Utah's tough because it's at will, Wyoming's at will, and Idaho's at will. So the general rule is unless you have a union agreement or a written contract, like teachers sometimes have, it's at will, so they can terminate you with or without cause for any reason. But again, we'll still talk to them, and some people are terminated discriminatory reasons, and then we'll help them figure out how to go through the filing EEOC claim. But it depends. It depends on the business plan they have. So
most companies, like major companies, will have their human resource. They'll listen to you, and then they'll come up with a decision. But then we can't deal with you guys.
It depends. It depends on your plan. Some plans, absolutely, you can come to us, but some you can't. But it doesn't mean you still can't get advice. We just can't do it through Legal Shield because we made a promise, a contract, that we would not help the employer. We wouldn't help any of the employees attack the employer. But we still would say, hey, here's what you ought to do. Here's some things I have to take. We just can't give you advice or help you on that. But we're happy to refer you out.
There was a member who didn't get paid for the last job that was termed, didn't get paid within the right time, and that company did not offer it as a benefit. So he was able to use a service to call you guys. You guided him through and wrote a letter, and he got paid for all the days they didn't pay him. So instead of 2 days he should have been paid for, he's paid for like a week and a half.
And we can do
so
that.
We can do it.
Yeah, whenever we can, we do. We jump in and help wherever we can. So
awesome. Right. Great job.
It's great to see all of you.
Let's hear it from Jeff. This is our Harvey Specter right here, okay?
All right, we're going to take five minutes, and then we'll come back and we'll do recognition, corporate announcements, and we'll hear from Mr. Hedman Hunter on some training. Awesome. See you in 5 minutes.
milligrams?
Yeah.
You can tell me here.
It's right there in large print.
Oh, it sure does. Yeah.
200.
That was really good. Oh, great. I really
yeah,
like those.
It was right there, and I was like, it's gluten-free, and it's vegan.
Right. It's right on the top. May a minor be listed on a title, I will call the law firm. That was great.
Do you remember?
Yeah. It's brand.
And it's not like.
And it's peach, too.
You would like
it. I probably need ice. Soda.
Yeah, but you know, I don't like soda.
That tastes like peach. You like peach.
Peaches for me.
I don't like.
No, remember you showed me how to talk from the bugs.
Like she goes up to her hikes, gets this process is freedom.
All right.
Welcome back. Why am I shouting? Where's that coming from? Is that you? All right, we're back. Let me share my screen. Thank you guys for your patience. Hey, will you shut your mic up, or is it me?
It's you.
Where's that backup coming? Is it there? Okay, give me a thumbs up if you can hear me on Zoom. Can you see them?
Yeah.
I muted your phone. You're good. Yes, sorry about that. All right. Sweet. I always love it when we hear from the law firm. Isn't it great? I mean, actual attorneys doing the business that we sell, and it makes it so tangible and real. So, you know, some of us have been here for years, and we know that they're there for us, but new people, new associates, when we come to Super Saturdays and we have the attorneys come out, it's kind of phenomenal. So appreciate Mr. Shorter coming. Couple of things. If you brought a guest, now I think they're doing this for the next couple of months. So if you brought a guest, you're going to take a picture of the QR scan code. If you're on Zoom, I think we had some guests, you're going to want to send your information in because they are doing a drawing for to win the trip, Riviera Maya. That's our next trip next year. So make sure you get that QR code. All right, good. And then regional top, I'm going to do some recognition, some numbers. So I'm excited. If you're on the Zoom, we're excited to celebrate you. And we're excited that Orion is back from the break. That's always cool too. All right, regional top 10 network producers. We've got some great things that happened in June. Of course, we always do the month before, but we've got the top 10 network producers. Warren Child of Utah came in 10th place. Nancy Massa from Montana. Dave Hall, of course, in Utah. Now, network is just selling it direct, not to companies, not as a discount. That's the solutions department, and we'll announce that in a second. So Dave Hall, of course, Deanne DeBell, look at that. She's always the top producer in solutions, and she's recruiting and selling the membership to on a one-on-one basis as well. Debt Relief Program, strange name that they gave their kids, but it's okay. I don't know if it's debt the first name and programs the last, but they're from Wyoming. Sparkles Jones.
You were leaning into that
one. Is that a cool one? Sparkles Jones. Congratulations, Sparkles. Very cool name. Ryan Ellison, what? I'm like,
you should check with his
parents. In the top 10. I need to check with my parents. Leonardo Triana out of Idaho came in 9th place. Oh, no, 8th place. John Walker, boy, second from first. John Walker, good job.
About 3 people on that list attended full service training, too. So
seriously.
Success leaves clues.
Did you hear that from our small business, small group trainer, full service trainer? 3 of you are on this list. That means you are selling the membership better because you attended the class. He just wanted credit for that.
Yeah.
That was all Katie Huff, right?
That was all Katie Huff. It was only last week. It's almost 10 years. But I'm just saying, the people that are showing up
are selling more memberships.
Yep.
And the first place, number one of network producers in June, number one spot, Terry and Dave Green, and they're here on Zoom. Good job, Terry. $502 premium dollars for network. That is stellar. No wonder Dave Hall wants you or has you on his dream team for the next trip, right? And Orion's going too.
Yeah,
nice.
I'm on that team.
And John Walker.
Go Terry!
Yeah. You guys are doing what we do. We slam the, you know, stack the deck a little bit. Yeah. Okay. Next up is, I know it sounds like me and Orion are just chatting here, but, you know, just trying to make it fun for Dom. Okay. All right. Top 10 business solutions. This is when you sell it as a group membership, when you go into a company and you do a discounted benefit as an employee discount. Diversified Insurance came in 10th. Aaron Krepp, Katie Huff, great job from Montana. Josie Edmiston, Clark Hardell, Dave and Wendy Hall. That's a clue, right? They're on both sides of the business. Ryan Ellison, crazy. I'm in top 10 on both sides. Love it. Annika Marshall out of Idaho. Deanne DeBell, she's always in the top spot.
Let's go.
What? Like, for the last year and a half, she has taken number one spot. So my guess is it's either one Deanne or it's another Deanne. Number one, first place, however you say that, for June 2024, Ooh. Deanne Foster. Look at the premium. That's crazy. Like, have you been holding all the memberships or what? 61. Last month when Deanne DeBell earned it, it was like 1,100 or 1,200 right. points, which is really good. 6,149. I wish she was here. We could ask her, how did she do that? That is a lot.
That's awesome.
Maybe there's an error. I don't know. I'm just kidding.
6,149.
She's not on, so I'm not going to hear from her. But all right. Top recruiters for June. This is pretty cool. How many people did you recruit? Well, 10 associates were tied with one recruit in June and with two recruits, Warren Child and Tracy Wempim. And I'm probably totally in the way of the screen. And with three recruits, Christy Henderson and Deanne and Todd DeBell. Again, nice. They are not just group producers. They are recruiting new members. And we've got the top spot with five recruits. Are you serious? Yeah, baby! Cheryl, we did it!
That was starting to fly.
Only one of those counted for the trip. Because I got them at the end of the month. All right, so level advancements. Howard Kirk, great job, Howard. Nice. Hitting senior associate. Yes. Joshua, hit manager, as well as.
That's X. That's Deanne DeBell.
X.
That's Deanne DeBell's.
XS on.
We just call him X.
X.
Dongo. Yep, yep.
We are not even trying to do the very last name, but. Phenomenal job for hit manager, Equibet. Most likely. What is it?
Equibet.
Equibet? Equibet? Hey, show up in person so we can find out how to say your name. Otherwise, we'll say whatever we want. All right, Regional Performance Club. Again, this is all the states that we have, Montana, Wyoming, Idaho, and Utah. I won't say them all. I'm just going to do this. This is... The one means they're in Performance Club for their first month. So great job. Congratulations. Because when you hit it for 3 months in a row, Craig Anderton, you're on Zoom. Good job. 2 months in a row. Clark Hardell, Sparkles Jones. Again, that's a real person, real names. Tracy Wempin, Ronald Evans down in St. George, Diversified. Valerie, list keeps on going. Josie, Rob. John, that's who I thought you were, John Dom. You're not John Dom.
No, I'm not.
That's Don Rose, Debt Relief Pros. Hit it. Warren Child, Mark Udy Jr., Josh Riches back in the game. Look at some of the last names, right? Yeah. Mark Udy, that's his son. Josh Riches, Mark Riches, what's his wife's name? GBS Benefits, Robin Von Drake, Nancy Masson. Look at the difference now. Now we start getting into some consistency. They've been doing it many years in a row. 128 months. Good job, John. I know you're there. Terry Green, phenomenal job. 129 months in a row. Orion Parker, 130 months in a row. Sue and Richard Thomas, Ryan and Cheryl Ellison. I put Cheryl on there because she takes the money and spends it, so she's got the bonuses for that. Aaron Krepp, always trying to slam you with when you're in the room like that. It's just funny. It makes our relationship better for the drive home. Okay, so Deanne and Todd DeBell, phenomenal. Annika Marshall, she's been doing phenomenal things, and she's on a mission with her church, so she's killing it, still in great numbers. Deanne Foster, good job, 192 months. George Wilkinson, we love you. We appreciate you. I hope you're resting up, healing soon here. Katie Huff from Montana, and Mary Beth and Ron Dallinger, and Dave and Wendy Hall, all those last four. That is the entire time that Performance Club Incentive Contest has been in effect. So congratulations to all of you. Now, we're going to go through these phenomenal corporate or home office announcements. We won't do the video because you won't hear it. But make sure you do a couple things for me. Save money by getting the ticket in advance, okay? So don't wait because you don't know if you're going to go to Baltimore, Maryland. Just make it happen. Put it on your calendar right now, April 24th through the 27th. It's a no-brainer. If you're part of the company, you need to be at the international conventions. You learn so much. You gain so many new friends and family members within our Legal Shield family. So make sure you are joining and being a part of that. So register at theshieldassociate.com. You can hit it on your LS Engage back office. All right. New associate store. This is what we were talking about earlier, Don. Theassociatestore.com. It is powered by Staples. This is where you get your, from your business cards to, you know, apparel that makes you look really slender. I've got slim cut. I'm kidding. Okay, so this is stocky box cut is what I've got on today. All right, so make sure you're ordering some cool stuff so you can represent. What?
Is that was the juice box.
Glad you didn't hear that. All right, placement utility tool. If you're recruiting associates, you'll know what this is. There's a placement tool that you can place your associates down within your team and your organization. Very important. My advice is always to talk and discuss that with your upline, your sponsor, and make sure you're doing the best things for your business. All right, Performance Club, kind of cool. Performance Club has given some money out like you wouldn't believe, but they're also doing some really cool trips. And the next trip is Riviera Maya Rally. If you're on a team, you know you're on your team, right? I'm on a team. We were in 11th place or 10th place on Wednesday, and that has changed so fast. And I think we're in 16th. It'll change every single day because everybody is rallying to recruit and to sell some premium and sign up membership. So that is an older slide because the double is not happening. But we've got another one, Riviera Hit and Win It. Same trip, but this is literally open because the team challenge is the top 10 teams. And then there's also individuals. But here is anybody in the company, literally anyone. And it's, to me, the easiest qualifications that they've ever done. It's from now, July. So you still have time because we still have a whole half a month left till February 2025. We're taking an unlimited number of qualifiers. And that means you could earn this free trip. All right. It is a phenomenal trip. Every single time that I've been on it, it is the best of the best. Okay. And they're always all inclusive. So you get everything you want. Hit and Win It is this: have a minimum of 15 personal recruits with just three of them to help them fast start qualify. There, in past times, there used to be a manager qualification and more fast start qualifiers. Literally 15 personal recruits is just less than two a month, since we can't recruit, you know, less than one person. It's two people from now until February. You could even stack the deck and do, you know, five in 1 month like I did, okay? But this is really, really cool, guys. This trip is phenomenal, and you take you and a spouse or significant other or partner, somebody you pick up on the street on the way to the airport. Literally, it's that cool. The other thing is very important. You need to Performance Club qualify every single month. So although you could hit all your recruits in 1 or 2 months, you still need to PC qualify for the entire length of the trip. Quick sad story. We had a team member on our team for the Jamaica Challenge. He earned the trip. He should be going with us. And he's not, because he did not PC qualify for one of the 8 months that he needed to PC qualify. So he didn't earn the trip. Sad. I mean, he did all the work. He did the recruits, the premium, and then he didn't PC qualify. So make sure you do. Fast start and manager bonuses. Guys, this is also some big money. This has stayed the same here for a while, but I just want to make sure everybody knows that the $200 that the associate gets and the $500 for the manager bonus, that's $700 for a brand new associate. But don't forget, you guys are getting, as sponsors, you're getting the money. If you qualify yourself for senior director or executive director, look at this. This is another $600 and another $600. That's $1,200 more. If you're an executive director and you sponsor someone, add it up, $1,500 that you could be getting to help the brand new associate. That's why we're cracking new ring earners and we're paying out thousands of dollars in bonuses, because we are helping more people. Build Your Dream Bonus is still alive. That's all the way through December of 2024. So make sure you look into that, talk to your sponsor, and get an alignment with exactly what you need to do to achieve these bonuses, because they're huge. Build Your Dream Double Up Bonus. We're in a month and a half left of this. Double your bonus in May, June, and July, and you have to qualify in those months. So phenomenal opportunity to double the money that you had coming in. So if you're on track for that, instead of just getting a $1,000 bonus, if you hit senior director, you'd be getting a $2,000. Executive director, same thing. If you hit executive director for those 3 months, then instead of $2,500, you're earning a $5,000 bonus. But look down to the bottom. I'm not saying that it's, you know, going to happen for any of us in the room this time around, but the company is not shy for giving money away. $100,000, $50,000, $30,000, $25,000. I know many people that have hit those numbers and are going to, they have received a ton of that bonus money, and they will continue to receive it because they're cumulative. It's not just one and done. You can keep on getting every single level if you want to. Get certified. Now, the last small business small group was on July 6th. So it was last weekend and it was done virtual. My recommendation is either A, next time they put it on the calendar, Mr. Orion Parker or Katie Huff, they put it on the calendar, sign up for the class. If you can't make it, keep on emailing to the home office and maybe they'll allow the virtual thing again, which is obviously easier for some people to make sure that happens if you're driving long distances. But
shoot for August 9th for the next one.
I was just going to ask. So the next one is just a penciled in August 9th, Orion Parker. And I don't know if, is that going to be virtual or is that going to
be live right here?
It'll be live in person, August 9th. Oh, that's the Friday before the Super Saturday on the 10th.
It's going to be right after Super Sat, so it's the 10th.
August 10th, Super Saturday day. We'll do it like we have done it in the past, where his training is followed 30 minutes after our Super Saturday ends. And guess what? We've got a great guest coming in from Florida for that weekend. So how do you plug into the Small Biz Small Group weekly calls? Just take a quick screenshot of that. I don't want to leave it on too long, but that information is crucial if you're wanting to call small businesses or groups and companies for our small business plan. They've got a lot of resources and help. Lastly, but not least, Sales Masterclass. I mean, the best of the best. She is truly phenomenal. She's earning $300,000 plus a year. She's Vice President of Sales and Associate Development. So mark your calendar for this month, July 27th. It's no cost. You literally just go to chatwiththepros.com and you will learn for, I think it's about, a training is an hour and then they do a Q&A for 30 minutes after. So it's an hour and a half total, central time, 10 a.m. start time on July 27th with Melissa Peters, okay? We've got some great tours. Now, the only problem is they're not coming out to Utah or Idaho, so you'll have to find this on in your back office and find out where they're going to if you wanna go in person. But the key to know the calendar or the schedule is so that if you know someone in Denver, Colorado, or Charlotte, North Carolina, wherever they're coming to, you want to invite guests of people that you know so that they can see Mr. Don Thompson, president of the network division, as well as Mr. Darnell Self, the ultimate GOAT. Until today, we learned that there was actually someone else that's really kind of rallying for his position, Mr. Edmund Hunter. Okay, sorry. Get all jacked up because of all the caffeine I've had in the last 2 days. $1 million ring earner tour is still happening and they've got a couple of dates left. Obviously, July 13th, they're doing one today, and then September and November. So again, if you know someone in Maryland or Dallas, Texas, we want to make sure you invite the people you know to those events. Regardless if you go or not, that's okay. Just make sure that the invites are going out to the people you know in those other states. And you can always find it right there on Prospect by PPLSI and LegalShieldCalendar.com. Boy, have I got through this really fast? Hope I have, because we want to hear from Mr. Edmund Hunter before I whisk him off to the airport. Okay, join us again next month. Every single month, I come with you with prayer hands like this, begging, and hopefully for you and your business and your calendar and your schedule, to come and plan in advance so that you don't buy the ticket the day of. You don't buy the ticket even 2-3 days of. That's fine. That's great. But it doesn't help me to know what type of situation we're going to be in with how many rooms, how many seats, and all that stuff. So on August 10th, the weekend of August 9th and 10th, Mr. Daniel Gonzalez is our next speaker. He's regional vice president, 50K ring earner. He's also bronze executive director, as well as the senior VP of Legal Shield Espanol. And apparently I didn't know how to spell it, so I just put the word Spanish. Isn't that really cool? I mean, he is a phenomenal, think Pitbull for Legal Shield. That's Mr. Daniel Gonzalez. And I guarantee you, you will have guests in the room and they will enroll and sign up because he is a phenomenal presenter. So this is going to be, of course, live right here in Lehigh, Utah, Thanksgiving Point. But you can register early. I mean, if you want to give me your money so I can help pay for all the costs I have, that's great. But I try to do it as a discount so I can save you money if you buy it in advance. $20 in advance just for one ticket, 2 for $36, 3 for $50, and then it goes to $25 the day of the event. QR code is for you to take a quick scan so you can register early and only pay the $20, which is really $21 because I need to do the little service fee. So make sure you take a quick pic of that and you can register. Don, if you need help registering, I can help you. When it goes to Square, you got to put your credit card information and do all that, but we want you here, okay? You can also always register at UtahLegalShield.com, UtahLegalShield.com for the discounted tickets. And the week before the event is when we raise the prices to the $25 door at the door rate, okay? All right, with that, look at that. We got new pictures. We got Studley, Mr. Edmund Hunter holding his check. It is pretty good. I love that. So I want you to welcome back my good friend. I really enjoy his mentorship, his training, his energy, and I hope you have. The only thing I would always just commit to you is don't you wish, like I wish, that I had more guests in the room listening to him, because he's resold me in Legal Shield. Can you imagine what he would have done for a brand new prospect or someone who saw a 2-minute video or a 3-minute video, and then they came today and they saw Mr. Edmund Hunter as well as our attorney, and they might be blown out of the water, and you would have the next Edmund Hunter. We already know that you can't have two, apparently, but you could look for at least one Edmund Hunter. Maybe not two, but maybe at least one. So with that said, please welcome back to the front of the room, Mr. Edmund Hunter.
Question, as we get started, I should have thought about this earlier. Do you know if in the front they have like a high chair? So it's kind of intimate setting. I would rather sit.
Oh, a high chair like for a baby?
Yeah, and strap me in, please. If they have bar chairs or anything, I can sit right here, yeah. Because I'm trying to... sometimes, when you train, right, got a topic, okay? Got a topic that you're going to train on, and, you know, that's just what you're going to do. This is perfect.
Okay.
There we go. Make sure that I'm good on for Zoom land. You've got a topic that you're going to train on, and that's it, right? But when I travel, a lot of times, I leave it open to more so focus on what it seems like and maybe feels like the market needs more so than what I think that they need before getting there, right? If I could say, you know what, this is what I train about everywhere I go, that one particular market may say, no, we've kind of got this handled, all right? What we really need is this, all right? Just depending on what the market is. So there's something that our MVP here, Mr. Ellison, said that I think is important, right? Where he said, I wish that I had more guests in the room. I'm sure you also wish that you had more guests in the room, not just because of Edmund Hunter, but because we want to grow our businesses so that we can prepare for, number one, the success that we desire to have. And then number two, that we can capitalize on when we do have the Darnell selves that eventually can come to your market because you have started to prep and till the ground before he's gotten there, mm-hmm. right? But that doesn't get to happen if we don't start doing the work ahead of time, okay? And at times we're waiting on others to come in and they explode the market, and then we ride the energy, the momentum, the success of someone else that's come and done it. That's, I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. That's happened to me multiple times in my Legal Shield career. All right. In 2017, they had the millennial movement. And in Arizona, there was an organization called Big Business. And Big Business had a bunch of 18, 19, 20, 21-year-olds that were just killing it. And because of the momentum that they generated, I was like, there's no way I can be left behind. I've got to go. But it was because they came in and there was an infusion of energy and momentum that helped my business. But had they not come along, I would have continued to do the same things that I was already doing, and I may not have started to have the success that I started having in 2017. But why I share that is because we cannot wait for others to do that, because now our business is dictated and led by what someone else may or may not do. We have to be that agent of change for ourselves in our own business. So when we're saying, hey, I wish I had more people, so this is what it leads me to, is if you're taking notes, write down, do I have an invite strategy? Okay, do I have an invite strategy? Because most of the time the answer to that is no.
Yeah.
We don't have an invite strategy. Okay, I'm just gonna be very blunt and honest, right? With this room right now, we do not have an invite strategy. That's just being real.
Yeah.
We're waiting until the day before the event to go, oh, I got to get a guest. And then we're calling people a couple days before possibly of the event. And that's not an invite strategy. That's a hope. That's a wish. And hopes and wish are not strategies. And we can't build our business that way. So what do I mean by invite strategy? We know that next month, on August the 10th, we have Daniel Gonzalez. If we start to prep until the ground now, we can have a harvest on August the 10th when Daniel Gonzalez comes in. That means, what is my strategy? Am I going to start inviting or at least promoting the speaker to the prospects that either I already have or that I'm going to start to meet this week, so that I can start to engage them and say, hey, you know what? I know I spoke to you about Legal Shield last week, last month, last year, but you know what? I wanted to re-engage this in this conversation. I wanted to reconnect with you because we've got a gentleman that's coming in, and then you're going to promote the speaker. Hey, so this gentleman, he's helping to lead the national expansion of our company. Like, we have a division in our company called Legal Shield in Espanol. That's where we really focus on helping out the Hispanic and the Latino community. And this gentleman is helping to lead that for our company. Just like, he's so phenomenal. I would love for you to have an opportunity to meet him. What are you doing on August the 10th? That's an invite strategy, because you're starting to plant the seed a month in advance. Okay. And even if the person's like, oh, I'm not sure, but look, August 10th, hey, what are you doing on August 10th? Most people don't know what they're doing on August 10th. It's a month away.
That's right.
But when you ask them the day before, they're like, I've got plans. My kid has a soccer game, right? Hey, I'm going out of town. Like, whatever is going on, but a month in advance, I don't know. Hey, what are you doing on August 10th? I don't know. Why? Then you start to promote the speaker. Now, check this out. This is what you do in the meantime. This is what you do between time. This is what's so cool about having this as a strategy. We know that we build from what? Event to what?
Event.
So yes, we have maybe some smaller events in between, but if I go a month in advance, I say, hey, what are you doing on August the 10th at 11 a.m.? Nothing. Why? Oh man, I know I talked to you about Legal Shield in the past, but I wanted to talk to you about this gentleman that's coming in. You promote the speaker. I might be able to attend maybe, but now you've re-engaged the conversation.
Yeah.
Now you say, you know what, but because August is quite a ways away, I also wanted to share with you some detail. He's got a video in your prospect app. You can then share the video with your prospect. Okay, Does anyone know how many exposures it typically takes before someone makes a decision? How many exposures does it take?
Five to seven.
You reach back out to them. You re-engage the conversation of legal shoe. You've now sent them a video to promote the speaker. You're at two. Okay? They've now seen who the speaker is. Now you invite them to watch a full presentation. Hey, you know what? Just so that you're refreshed on exactly what Legal Shield is, what we do, I want you to actually take a look at a full overview of what it, you know, so that when you do come on August the 10th, right, you're already like, you know exactly what's going on. So when I introduce you to Mr. Gonzalez, he already knows, you know, that you're aware of what Legal Shield is. Like, it's not going to be brand new to you. They're like, sure. That's third exposure. Three-way phone call, that's fourth exposure. That three-way phone call is going to then be to reiterate what you've already done, which is inviting them to the August the 10th event. See, here's our issue, though, is that when we do that, a lot of times we want things to happen right now. Yeah. If I send a video, I want them to sign up. If I invite them to an event, I want them to sign up. We're not committed to the process. That's what a strategy means, though. I have a strategy behind this. It's not just that if I send someone a video, they sign up because I want to get paid. But check this out. If we have a strategy and we're doing that month to month, it's always somebody's month to sign up. Mm. So we don't have to worry about, well, man, if I reach out to this prospect and they don't come until August the 10th, then I'm possibly not getting that recruit until August. That doesn't help me for July. But there's this thing, it's called a sales cycle, okay? And we understand that a sales cycle is anywhere from 60 to 90 days. So what we do today may not show up for 60 to 90 days. So that's okay. We have to start somewhere, though. So if we haven't had a strategy, we have to start to implement one now so that 60 to 90 days, we start to see the results. But as long as we keep doing that continuously, then what's going to happen? What we do next month will happen 60 to 90 days from then. What we do the month after that, 60 to 90 days from then. At a certain point, it becomes every single month, you've got people that are enrolling because of what you did 3 months prior, what you did 6 months, or excuse me, 2 months prior, what you did the month prior. So you're never going to run out of people that are actually engaged because you have had a strategy behind how you invite. That's how you start to grow this room. But it has to be an intentional effort to grow this room. We cannot wait until the speaker shows up and you're like, man, I wish that I had more people in the room. I do it all the time too. Like, this isn't just me talking to you guys. This is talking from experience.
Yeah.
This is me, what I teach my own team. This isn't like, oh, there's not enough people here. And if it's one person here, trust me, I would be the same Edmund Hunter. If it was 1,000 people here, I would be the same Edmund Hunter. That's just how I roll. So, but that's why I say I leave it open, because this message is for this room. If there's 1,000 people here, I would be like, okay, you guys don't need help with telling you how to invite. I need to talk to you about something else, right? Could be 1,000 people in the room, but there was no level advancements. Okay, maybe we need to talk about, well, hey, what are we doing? We got all these people here, but we're not advancing. And what's happening, right? So throughout the business, there's always things to work on. So none of it is ever pointed at a person and say, hey, you're not doing something right. But this is how we build. This is how we grow. Okay? So we have to implement a strategy for inviting. So event to event, how am I going to build? Where now here's the next phase of that. Where am I getting my prospects from? Because they say that there's two things that are happening, right? If we're not having the success that we desire in our business, there's two things that are happening. Either we're not doing something enough or we're not doing something right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you may be saying, Mr. Hunter, I'm inviting people all the time. They're just not showing up. And that means we're not doing something right. Hey, you know what? I have gotten a couple people to enroll. I got them on the Zoom. They signed up. But, you know, they're not showing up to the event. Well, then that means that we're just not doing it enough. Because there's that 20% rule, right? 20% are going to do the work. 20% of that are going to be leaders. Those are the people that show up. So if I signed up two people, what's 20% of two people? 0.4. Mr. Ellison already told you, I don't know how you get like a half of a person. So you don't have anybody. If you recruited two people, you don't have anyone yet. So as long as we understand that, though, we don't have disappointment. See, this is what Mr. Self taught me. He said, disappointment comes from when there's a level of expectation that's not met. That's when you're disappointed. So if I have an expectation, man, I got two people. I signed up two people. I have an expectation that the two people are going to show up at the event. And then that expectation isn't met. Now I'm disappointed. But if I have a healthy level of expectation, I understand I have two people. That means I really don't have anybody yet. And no one shows up. I understood that most likely they're not going to show up because I only have two people. I need to have 10 people so I can have two people that actually show up because it's 20%. And then out of that, 20% will become leaders. Those are the people that are actually going to help me to build the business. So we got to go through the numbers. So either we're not doing something right or we're not doing it enough. So I need to do more of it. If you are, you know, you recruited five people. Awesome. Well, you got to do that again, though. Mm-hmm. You have to do it again and again. Because now when you've got 20, you got 20% of 20, right? Now you've got four people that can show up. Now those four people in the room that are getting the information from an Edmund Hunter, from a Daniel Gonzalez, from all the speakers that are coming, now you start to grow a room exponentially because the two get the same message. And when they start doing the same level of activity that you're doing, you see the room start to explode. Because now they're learning about having an invite strategy. They're new. They're like, I don't know any different. I tell them, hey, you got to build from event to event. They're like, okay, when's the next event? They're like, hey, so we're having a Zoom. They say, okay, so what do I do, Mr. Ellison? So this is what you do. Because they heard it from someone else. Sometimes they can't hear it from you. They got to hear it from somebody else. So we just need to get more people in the room, and we do that by having a strategy and doing more of the activity that we're already doing. And if we're not doing, or if we are doing the activity, then we just need to learn how to maybe just get a little bit better at it. How do you get better at stuff?
Doing it.
Right? How do you be, I heard this, what is mastery? Mastery is when you do something and it starts to become effortless of what you do without using like conscious like brain activity, right? Like if I untied my shoe right now, I could tie my shoe without looking. I could still talk to you about it, right? Like that doesn't take me to have to think about it because I have mastery of tying my shoe. But when I first learned how to tie my shoe when I was 3, 4, 5 years old, however old I was, like that was hard, right? It was like, I don't know how to tie my shoe. Mom, can you tie my shoe? Mom's like, no, I'm not going to tie your shoe. I'm frustrated because I can't tie my shoe. Mm-hmm. Seems like it's going to be impossible. Learn how to tie your shoe. You're 5, 6 years old. And then eventually you just tie your shoe without thinking about it. But why? Because you went through all the repetitions to do it. It's the exact same thing in our business. You keep doing the thing over and over and over again. You start to develop a certain level of mastery at it. And that's actually what this business takes. Too often we make this business sound like it's easy. And it sets a unhealthy level of expectation for people. So then they become disappointed because they're like, this wasn't easy because we made it seem like it was going to be easy. We didn't tell them that they were actually going to have to master this, that it was just like anything else that they ever joined or that they did. When you went to school, you were going to have to study. It was going to take you 4 years to get the degree, maybe 5 years, 5.5 years, like it was me, right, to get your degree. We didn't tell them that. We made it seem like this was going to be easy. So then they ended up disappointed. So then they don't show up to the event because they feel like they're losing. They're not losing. They didn't know that showing up to the event meant that they were winning. They didn't know that showing up to the event was going to help them to develop the mastery. So that then eventually they start to do things. It starts to look effortless. It's like, how did Mr. Ellison recruit 5 people? I can't recruit 1 right now. Well, because he's done it enough times where at the end of the month, if he says, you know what, I need to turn this switch on. I really need to recruit. He can actually start to do that because he's done it enough times. But we're not teaching new people that. But if we do something enough and we start to get them in the room, they start to hear from someone else. They start to understand, oh, so this is all I need to do. Okay, this is how we develop a strategy. All right, this is where I'm going to get my prospects from. It's going to be family. Some of it is going to be, right, from social media. Oh, I can go on my LS Engage or in my back office. I can go on my prospect app and I can look at the social media training so I can learn how to do it. Like, oh, I didn't know that I had to go to more than just Fast Start training. Oh, I didn't know that I had to go to more than just, the full service training, that there's training in my back office. But that's what develops the level of mastery that's necessary in this business so that it starts to seem like you're doing something with ease or that it's easy, but it was never easy. It's just now become simple. Because there's a difference between simple and easy, right? Like, this business is not easy, but it is simple. We just heard from our attorneys, right? The attorney, their job is hard. That's complicated. Mm-hmm. That's not what we do. We get paid for work that we don't do, an idea we did not create. That's what we get paid for. I didn't have to go to school to become an attorney just to get paid like one. So this, but it's simple. All I gotta do is get people in front of this information so they get to make a decision. And then the attorneys get to do the work that actually serves our members. Okay, so that's going to help us get more people in the room, all right, so that when I come back in March, right, we're not in this room, right, we're in a room three times this side. I'm like, man, what happened? You're like, look, we implemented a strategy, okay, it didn't take much, it just meant that I needed to get a couple people in the room. Yeah, it took me recruiting 10. I got a couple of people in the room that, and they caught that vision. And because of that, now I've got a team of 20 people that are showing up to Super Saturday. That can happen, right? That will happen when we implement the strategy. The next thing that I want to talk to you about, because sometimes it's like, all right, okay, cool. I'm down to do that. But especially since, COVID, right? I can't believe that, like, pandemic, all that stuff. I mean, it was like 4 years ago now, over 4 years. Like, that's a trip. Like, my mom, like, she's doing okay, but my mom she just got COVID, like, over this last week. She went to the hospital. She wasn't feeling good. Found out she had COVID. I was like, COVID's still a thing? People still get COVID? I was like, that's so weird, Mom. But 4 years, we're still feeling the residual effects, though, of that time, right, of COVID, because it changed so much. People got to work from home, in good and bad stuff. It was like people became closer with their family. Like, for me, it was awesome for me.
Yeah.
Like, being able to be home with I always work from home, but, like, with my fiance and the kids, and, like, it was so good for our family. Other families, it was, like, not so good, right? But it changed a lot of stuff. And in business, oh, my gosh, it was like, hold on, we could grow this business through Zoom? It spoiled us.
Yeah.
Because it's so much more effective to build this business in person than it is on Zoom. Now, those that are here on Zoom, I'm glad that you're here on Zoom. But you're not going to get it the same as you would if you were here in this room.
That's right.
You just won't. It's not the same. And because of that, right, it's caused us to build in a certain way that works, but doesn't actually create what Miss Elizabeth Gardner calls the stickiness of our business, which is relationship. That's how you grow a team, if you're a team builder, right? Mm-hmm. I'm more full service now, so I can talk to you guys about some different things, or I can talk to you about some group business solutions, selling small business plans, but mostly I'm a team builder. So that's where I'm gonna come from that perspective. So if you wanna grow a team, if you wanna create leverage, you've gotta also build relationship and culture. Really difficult to do that if your entire strategy is Zoom, inviting people to Zooms and sending them videos.
Yeah.
We got to get some people into events in person. But the other thing that I'm asking is, how many times are you actually sitting down doing a presentation for a prospect? Some of us are like, never. I don't want to present. Remember, I said you got to become a master, though, at this. you're going to have to start doing some presentations. When I first got in business, I was like, I don't want to be, I didn't see myself doing this. What I'm doing right now, I was like, absolutely not. Believe it or not. I was like, nope, I don't want to do it. And I had my sponsor do all of my sit-down presentations. I was there, though. I was taking notes because I was actually learning how to do the presentation just in case something changed. I was like, just in case I get, you know what I mean, the courage to do it, like, I'll learn the presentation. So I listened to him do the presentation first. Then I started practicing the presentation with my mom, right? Because my mom's not going to judge me. So I did the presentation with my mom. Then I started practicing in the mirror. Then I started practicing with my sponsor. Then I started practicing with some of my prospects. Oh, man, that's scary, though. Because what if I mess it up? And then I mess it up, and then I don't get to sign them up. Remember, we talked about it, though. It takes you doing it over and over and over again because you got to get some data so that you can learn from the experience so that you can develop mastery. And when you start getting in person with your prospects, changes some things because there's a book out there. It's called People Buy You. Okay. And people will buy you and your own personal brand before they will Legal Shield. So if you send them a video, although the videos do work, it won't be the same as it will be when you're sitting down with that prospect because you developed a certain level of mastery. And they're like, I think that this person could lead me. I think this person could give me the results that I want. I think what this person's saying, I feel that. I believe that. I heard the stories. I could see how I could use that membership. It's different. So how many times are you actually sitting down with your prospect, inviting someone to lunch? So I challenge you guys to come up with a strategy and a plan of action, how many people you'll sit down with per week, right, to be able to share the membership, to share the opportunity. Is it one a day? Is it two a day? Is it one a week? Doesn't matter. Just got to start doing it. Got to start doing it. It's got to be a part of your strategy because that's what's going to start to develop the relationships that are necessary to build your business. Okay? It's going to be the thing that starts to develop your influence with your prospects and then your eventual team members. Because you're starting to develop relationship with them. When you develop the relationship with them, because look, if I recruit someone that through, you know, sending them a video through Zoom, maybe I met the person at a Starbucks, maybe I, whatever it was, I don't know them like that, just enough to where they gave me their information. I sent them some videos. They decided, yeah, I'll sign up. I really don't have a relationship with them yet. So then when I say, hey, you need to show up to, look, I could probably show you right now. I've got a team member who is in Atlanta, okay? His name is Corey. Corey told me, where is this at? Here it is. So Corey got on a Zoom yesterday that our team had. Mr. Darnell Self was doing the Zoom, got everybody completely fired up. Corey texts me and he says, I'm on the Zoom right now. I said, that's great. He says, I definitely want to set my goal for it director in 3 months. I said, I got you. Let's get it, right? He says, and I need that bonus next month too. I said, we'll work out a plan, okay? Because the bonuses that are on the table, you got to be qualified for 3 months in a row, right? Dream bigger. So I said, we'll work out a plan. He says, okay, great. I said that, and then this is later. I said, that Zoom got you pretty hype, huh? He said, yeah. I said, laugh out loud. He said, definitely. So then he says, when's the next event? Said, tomorrow. Got a super Saturday. He says, what time? I told him 11 o'clock. He says, I get off at 11:30 so I can be there by 12. Is that okay? I said, yes. So then I let him know. I said, hey, they're looking out for you. I purchased your ticket. It'll be ready for you. Here it is today. I text him. I said, hey, they're looking forward, you know, to you being there. They're going to look out for you at the sign-in desk. Here's the address. No response. Text him again. Hey, did you make it to the event? No response. Why is that? Well, because yes, he is excited. I don't really have a relationship with him yet. If, and stay with me because yeah, he's in Atlanta. So can't sit down with him like that. But had it been more of an in-person type of thing, more likely that he does show up, because he actually has more of a connection with me. I could actually be with him and go with him to any, like, so when you have those opportunities in your own market to do some of those things, guys, it's so much easier to build the business because of the relationships you're creating. When you're building strictly through Zoom and video, it's a little bit harder.
Yeah.
No matter if they had a Darnell self that got them fired up or not, it is harder to build the business through Zoom. No, like, I hope that gives you a realistic example. He got to hear from, in my opinion, the GOAT of our industry, and still didn't show up to the event the next day. After hearing from Darnell Sell, he was fired up. I want to get the bonus. I want to do this. I want to. And still didn't show up because there's not a relationship there yet. It'll happen over time, but harder. So we got to start getting in person with as many people as we can, because that's what's going to build that stickiness of your business, is the relationships that you begin to create. Is this making sense so far, guys?
For sure.
Okay, good. And all I'm doing right now is just kind of going through a training that I did with my own personal team. Okay. A couple more things, then I'm going to wrap up. Because it's just, when I'm talking about building, and I'm thinking about, like, not so much building from ground zero, but I'm thinking about, like, we need new people. New people. There are certain things that lend to that, right? So presenting, inviting, those things lend to new people, growth. But then now talking also about your own personal growth, because why am I blanking right now? John C. Maxwell says that leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less, right? So our own personal growth, we have to start to develop into leaders that are able to attract the type of people that we want in our business to help grow our business. So we have to, they say, work harder on yourself than you do on your business, right? So we're inviting, we're presenting, all those things are skills that we develop. But that also doesn't imply leadership, though, because there's earners that are not leaders. Just because someone is an earner in this business doesn't actually mean that they're a leader in this business. They might make a lot of money and also not be a great leader.
Right.
Okay. The people that have the full sphere of, like, they have leadership. And so you start somewhere, though. So where do I start? When I'm working on myself, yes, personal development. I need to have personal development as a part of my strategy that builds my belief, that builds my confidence, so that I can start doing some of the things like sitting down with somebody, presenting with them, right? Of being more confident as I'm inviting people with more posture, right? So that they're like, oh, I believe what he's saying, that, you know, I'm going to show up. But here's where I started. Okay, I'm just speak for myself. I started with my own personal story, because that's what people connect with. Okay? People connect with your personal story. So if you're like, well, okay, I need some help with, like, how do I have influence with someone that I don't, you know yet, it's a new prospect. Well, here's number one, start with your own personal story. When you start with your personal story, everybody has a story. So you share yours, people connect with that. Remember Jim Rohn said he was just telling his story. Would you like to hear my story? He would say, right? And it sounds like weird, because it's like, do I want to hear, if someone came up, do you want to hear my story? You're like, all right, do I want to hear your story? Right. It's an incredible story, right? Like he would say that. So he would start to tell this story, the magic of part-time. But we all have some sort of a story. So what is your story? Have you started to develop your own story that you can share with people? Because a story is going to include, if you're taking notes, where you were, what your pain point was or is, how Legal Shield was injected into that story that shifted some things, and then where you are now. where you were, what your pain point was or is, where Legal Shield was injected that shifted some things, and where you are now. So when you are able to start to share that, check this out. This is what it does. When I say, hey, you know what? Look, my name is Edmund Hunter. I'm from Tucson, Arizona. Background is that of a former college student and an athlete, but my entire working career has been spent in the food service industry. I loved my job, actually. Like, I love serving people. I love when I was a restaurant manager. I got to coach people. I got to mentor. Like, I love training. Like, I had a good time with my job. I love the camaraderie of the restaurant industry. But working 60 hours a week, 70 hours a week, I hated because I was getting home at 2-3 o'clock in the morning. My kids were already asleep. I was too tired then to wake up with them to take them to school. That made me feel like I was failing as a father. Something had to change. I wasn't sure what that was going to be, though, because even though I had my college degree, I was making more as a restaurant manager. I felt like I was stuck. I was at a crossroads in my life. And then someone shared Legal Shield with me. Man, it let me start dreaming big all over again. All the things that I once wanted, like to travel the world one day, buy my parents their dream home, to retire my mother. I saw that as being possible through this opportunity because there were other people that were already doing those things for themselves and their families. But most importantly, they were willing to show me how to do what they were doing. I didn't need something to be guaranteed for me because I could guarantee my own work ethic. I just needed to know that it was actually possible for me. And because of the mentorship, because of the leadership that I was able to get in this company, guys, it allowed me to get started on a very part-time basis. And today, to be able to earn a six-figure income now working from home, to now be a stay-at-home dad, to be an entrepreneur, to be able to have not only the income, but most importantly, the time to be a present father. That's what this has done for me. I was able to tell you where I was, what my pain point was, right? I was working 60 to 70 hours a week. I had no time for my kids. Like, it made me feel like I was failing as a father. Legal Shield was injected. It caused a shift because it allowed me to see that things were possible for me because other people were doing those things. And then this is what it's done for me. This is where I am today. When you share that type of a story with whoever it may be, that starts to give influence because they see, hold on, you were here, now you're here. They'll think of their own story. Everyone has a pain point. Yeah. Everyone has a pain point. I don't care who it is, right? I can name millionaire after millionaire after million. Like, they could be making as much money as there is to make, and they've got a pain point. They're like, I'm unhappy. I'm not fulfilled. Yeah. You know what? I've been there before. People will do, they will see themselves in that and they'll say, hold on, so this was able to take you from here to there. Maybe it could take me from here to there. That's influence you now have because you have a vehicle that can take people from where they are to where they want to be. So you have to start to develop your own story. Here's how we do that. So there's three different types of stories, okay? Or in the business, we also call them testimonials, okay? You have your 30-second testimonial. Okay, so your 30, if you're taking notes, 30-second testimonial. Those are the ones that if Mr. Ellison says, hey, look, I want you to tell your testimonial at the end of the Zoom. I want you to come, you know, in front of the room. All that is, guys, is you're sharing your name, your background, where you're from, and what Legal Shield means to you. Okay, that's not actually your opportunity to talk for 3 or 4 or 5 minutes. Okay, that's not it. So if you want to be asked back to be in front of the room, like if you're asked to do 30 seconds, do 30 seconds. Okay, I learned that very quickly. When they say, oh, hey, you got your $50,000 ring, your six-figure ring, there's been millionaire club members. They put a timer in front of you, okay, when you're on stage. You've got a certain amount of time. And those that go over that time, they typically don't get asked back. Right. So you do your time, right? So name, background, where you're from, and what Legal Shield means to you. That's your start of your story and how you're starting to develop it, right? So, hey, my name is, you know, I'm from here. This is my background. What Legal Shield means to me is the opportunity to be able to earn a full-time income on a part-time basis. You're done. Hey, what Legal Shield means to me is the ability to start dreaming big all over again because I lost my dreams at my job. But here, I feel like I can dream as big as I want to. Done.
That's how you start to develop it. What does it mean to you? Okay. The next part of your story is now when you're expanding that story out just a bit, where now you're sharing possibly even your why. Okay. Your why goal is injected in there. So if I want to now tell my 60-second testimonial, I can say, all right, hey, Edmund Hunter from Tucson, Arizona, background, former college student and an athlete. All right. Only reason I sometimes throw in there, and food service is just because I haven't been in college for a long time now. Okay. Mm-hmm. But don't tell all of your background. Like some people are like, hey, well, I used to work at Kroger and then I ended up going to school. So I was a college student. And then when I graduated, I became an accountant, but I really didn't like being an accountant. So like, no, we don't need to know all that. Pick one, pick your favorite. Okay. Pick that. You share that and you can say, hey, look, I wanted to take care of my mother. So this is one of my team members' story. Okay. I'm a caregiver. My mom has health challenges, but I was always at work and I was always afraid that something was going to happen to my mom and I was not going to be there. And you know what Legal Shield really means to me is the ability to now be present with my mom because I have an opportunity to work from home so I can be the caregiver to my mom that my mom really needs and I can be there for her. Done. 60-second testimonial.
Yeah.
Now your 2-minute testimonial, this is how you build that out. So you know, I just told you like my full testimonial or my full story. Here's the four parts of that, okay? So this is what I want you to write down. Number one, you're gonna write down as you know, dot, dot, dot. Okay, as you know, dot, dot, dot. If you're doing notes and you wanna give yourself like a line or something after that, because I'll expand on that just a little bit. So skip a line. The next one, you'll say, what I don't like, dot, dot, dot. What I don't like, dot, dot, dot. Then the next line, you're going to put, I finally found a way, dot, dot, dot. I finally found a way. And then the last one will be, this will allow me to, dot, dot, dot. Okay, that's your framework of how you share your story. Okay, that's your framework of how you share your story. As you know, okay, what I don't like, I finally found a way this will allow me to. So if you pay attention to my story, it's essentially what I did, right? So as you know, then I told my background. I worked in restaurants, okay? What I don't like, you don't have to say, what I don't like is, but I tell my pain point. Man, I was struggling because I was working 60 to 70 hours a week. That was what I didn't like about it. Felt like I was failing as a father. That's what I didn't like about it. That was my pain point. So what I don't like also coincides with pain point. Okay, so if you want to write that down, you can write down pain point. Mm-hmm. I finally found a way. This is your chance to get excited.
Yeah.
Okay? This isn't even come from me. This is Darnell Self all day long. All day long, I just adopted what I see him do. I was like, anytime that he's, because this is what people connect with. Imagine being in front of, with someone, you're doing your sit down, you're telling your story. And you're like, man, but I feel like I was failing as a father. It's tough for me. But check this out, man, I finally found a way. And you can get excited about something. That's the change, the shift has to happen. Man, but I finally found a way through this opportunity that I didn't even see coming. Friend shared it with me. I wasn't even looking for this. Mm. And this will allow me to. And you know what's happened for me? Is because of the mentorship, because of the coaching, because of the leadership, because of this environment, I was able to, dot, 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 right? Become a full-time stay-at-home dad. Become whatever. That's my story. But watch this. Works for anybody. Tell me your name one more. John. Don.
It's Don.
I'm just kidding, bro. I'm Don. All right. So, tell me, what is your background?
Security
for the hospital. Security? Okay. So, security background, for those on Zoom. How long?
25
years. Okay. Quarter century. There's a reason I said that. Okay. I'll tell you in just a moment. What do you love about that job?
Helping people.
Okay. What was like a tough thing about the job that like
physical encounters with a psychiatric patient?
Okay. All right. That's good. What is like one of your biggest goals or dreams?
My work.
Period. In life.
I love helping people. Period.
Okay. Love helping people. Something you want to personally do. Like what would feel good for you? Like if you could, if money was not an issue, what would you be doing?
Spending more time with my family.
Okay. All right. So check this out. So, so you may not have been able to hear this on Zoom. So, security background for 25 years. Okay. Now I call it a quarter century because if it's anything close to 10 years, if it's 4 years, so if it's 4 years, I would say close to half a decade. If it's 8, 9 years, I'm going to say close to a decade. If it's 20, right, you say 2 decades. The reason you do that gives you more credibility. Like when you say like 8 years, it's just like
8 years.
It's 8 years, long time, whatever. But when you say like close to a decade, we're talking about building influence. Like if you say like I've been doing, like I did this for a quarter century, they're like, whoa, like 25 plus years. Like you have experience there. That like you know what you're talking about in that area that gives you influence with whoever it is that you're speaking to when you talk about what it is that you've done. Okay. So that's number one. So what he loved about his job, he said, was helping people. He loves it. Loves to be able to help the people that were the psychiatric patients. Thing that he didn't like was the physical encounters that could happen. Dangerous job. Okay. That was the tough part of it. Seeing the mental breakdowns, the things that people were going through as a person that wants to help, that's tough. And knowing that I could end up having a physical encounter. Tough. Right? That, and then things that wanted to do. I want to be able to help more people, but I also want to spend more time with my family. That implies I'm working too much. So check this out. I mean, same story. Where are you from?
California.
Hey, my name is Don, from California. My background is in hospital security. Been doing that for a quarter century. Love doing what I do. Love being able to help people. Feels good to me. I feel like that's what I'm purposed to do, is to help people. One of the tough challenges that I have is sometimes there's physical encounters that I have with the patients. And that's hard because I know that they're going through, you know, mental breakdowns, psychiatric breakdowns. So I don't want to have that encounter with them, but I also have to protect myself sometimes. And as I'm starting to get a little bit older, like I can't actually keep doing that. So I'm struggling because I don't know what I'm going to continue to do because I love doing what I've been doing for all of this time, but it's actually an unsafe environment at times. But you know what? I finally found a way that's going to allow me to do what I really feel like I'm purposed to do, which is help people through a unique opportunity. I'm so excited because I've met some people that are doing those very things for their families. And nothing means more to me than being with my family. I want to travel more with my family, and I found a way to do it. Would you be open to me sharing with you how it is I'm going to be able to do that and why I'm so excited? That's your story. And it gives you influence because you've been doing something for 25 years. Man, you love doing what you're doing. But I'm here. And this is good. So you don't even have sometimes you're like, well, of course Darnell Self can tell that story because he's successful and he's got money. And so of course he can do that. No. You know, they say the attitude comes before the what? The paycheck, right? Mm-hmm. So he didn't get excited and all the money and all that stuff because he's rich. No, he got the money because he had the attitude first. So sometimes you may be thinking, well, I don't have that type of a story, Mr. Hunter, like I'm brand new, or I haven't gotten to executive yet, or I haven't made this much money yet, or I don't have the ring yet. Doesn't matter, because you do get to say, hey, look, this is what I, where I'm from. This is what I do. This is, my pain point. This is where I'm at. But I could not be more excited for the next 6 months. Man, my last 6 months was tough. I struggled, but I couldn't be more excited for the next 6 months, because the individuals that I'm connected with are actually sharing with me how to do in 6 months what took them 6 years to do. Mm. So I can't wait for what this next 6 months are going to look like. Can't wait to tell you about it. Do you mind if I keep you informed? That's how you share a story, right? But that it takes that, right? It takes a level of mastery. I did a training at our team event in Louisville, Kentucky, beginning of last month. And it was talking about 6 degrees of separation, right? We're all connected to each other through 6 degrees of separation. And so I gave a bunch of examples of that. And then at the end of it, I tied it into, I had a shirt on the back of the shirt, it said, I am the script. That came from a conversation I had with Tracy Self, where we were just talking about all these scripts that I've created, like stuff that the company uses, I've created scripts, but it's all because I've just done stuff over and over and over, and I messed stuff up and I've changed it and I see what works and all these different things. I've created a certain level of mastery with some of the scripts. And that's why I can take your background, your story. It doesn't really matter. I can take anybody's story and I can do the exact same thing with it, because you develop a certain level of mastery. Mm. But that just means you got to keep practicing it.
Yeah.
Because if you can't tell your own story like that, it means you haven't told it enough. But it's your own unique story. And it's necessary, because people need to hear your stories. There's going to be some things that you can share that I can't share. And I will not be able to connect with this individual the way that you're going to be able to connect with that individual. And what's for you is for you. So I can't take anything from you. Like, whatever is for you is for you. And so because of that, the right people are going to join your team, your business, by you simply committing to learning your story, sharing it in a way that, yes, gives you influence with them, because they understand you have a certain level of competence, mastery, all that. It comes through. When you're able to share your story that well, people are like, they're engaged. They're like, wow, I believe that. Yeah, let me hear about it. Then all you do is just put them into the system. The system does it, right? They hear from Brian Carruthers, whoever it is that we're sharing the video of, or seeing on the Zoom, or going to the in-person. They hear from Daniel Gonzalez. Like, that's how you do it. That's how you set it up, all right? So all of this stuff ties in with each other, okay? Ties in because we're committing to doing some of the work ourselves personally presenting, right? We've got a strategy of how we're going to invite from event to event, okay? So this all has to go together. That's how you grow the room, right? That's how you build and grow your team. And then you just simply get it, as many people as you can in front of the information, so that they can learn from the best of the best, right? And you allow the system to do the work. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good. So good.
That's it. That's all. All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, brother, so much. Appreciate it.
Good job.
Allison.
You got that code for the distance?
For the registration? For the convention? Was there a couple of slides?
Was there?
I don't know. Was there? I was asking. Was there?
No. Just go to shieldassociate.com/convention, and it should be.
Yeah.
It'll
yeah.
There, but it does.
It's
save
25.
Save 25.
Oh,
save
25. Nice. All right. Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it. Next event, August 10th. Please come in person. We want to see you. Good. And also, small business, small group training, full associate training will be here as well. Thank you again, Mr. Edmund Hunter. Appreciate you coming all the way up, spending your time with us. Appreciate you. We will see you next time. Thanks so much, guys. Take care.